Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
There is a high probability, almost a guaranteed probability in today's show that we will talk about alpha male delicacies and alpha male pleasures. We'll be talking about cigars, guaranteed. We'll be talking about a libation and spirit, guaranteed. We'll be talking about meat, guaranteed. We'll be talking about alpha male pleasure, guaranteed. And we are guaranteed to tick off the enemies of pleasure, and I couldn't be happier. Because we congregate every week as alpha males. We are unapologetic. We are unabashed carnivores and pleasure seekers. We enjoy, after a very hard week of work, we enjoy our downtime and our relaxational maneuvers. Enemies of pleasure, be damned. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute, Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. It is your five-star global general and your alpha male in chief, front and center from Command Center Alpha in the cigar city of Tampa, where I'm surrounded by fantastic cigars, libations, of course, the harem. No vegans allowed anywhere near Command Center Alpha. Don't forget, follow me. Social media, go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand side. You can see all of the social media platforms, and Twitter is where I like to hang out mostly. I've really lost favor with Facebook, but Sergeant Steve does a great job posting all of our show-related materials on our Cigar Dave Facebook page, so make sure you follow us along the way. Great show for you today. Later on in this hour, Mardi Gras is around the corner. Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. From French to English, translates to Fat Tuesday. That is the last day where people theoretically and technically can indulge themselves before the Lenten season begins. And we will be going out to one of my favorite little local delis here in the cigar city of Tampa. We're going out to Mott and Hester Deli and talking to the proprietor, Ted Kelly. He makes one of the greatest blackened sausage and chicken gumbos I have ever had. From scratch, nothing from a can, and he's going to share his secret. You can make this at home. It's easy, and it is off the charts. So we'll be heading out for the last segment of this hour and also talk about a couple of other Cajun delicacies. Next hour, for our Cigar Masters series, we'll be joined by Willie Herrera, the master blender at Drew Estate Cigars, the man behind the February 2019 Cigar Dave Officers Club selection, the Herrera Esteli Brazilian Maduro. And I have, as you can hear, the Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch in my hand with three magnificent Herrera Esteli Brazilian Maduros. And I will smoke one of them. Do I want the Robusto? Do I want the Toro? Do I want the Lonsdale? Oh, such hard decisions. But fear not, I will enjoy one of these fantastic cigars during the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. Wherever you are, make sure you have your cigar ready, your libation ready, have your grill turned on, throw a steak, throw some ribs, throw a burger, throw some hot dogs, throw some pork loins, whatever you want. Throw on the grill and just enjoy Pleasure Maneuvers along with us. Now, today is a very big day. Hard to believe we're already in March, the second day of March. St. Patrick's Day is just around the corner. I mean, we are just a couple of weeks away from St. Patrick's Day. Hard to believe we're already in March. The year is going by so quickly already. But it's a very big day, just in time for St. Patrick's Day. Smart Mouth Brewing Company in Norfolk, Virginia, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, has created a special beer, an IPA, an India Pale Ale, that will remind you of one of your favorite childhood cereals, Frosted Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
As a kid, Frosted Lucky Charms were certainly a very important staple of one's breakfast. And I was just thinking about some of the cereals growing up as a kid that I loved. Of course, today, if you have you serve your kid these cereals with all the sugar, they'll throw you in jail. They'll call the child welfare board or child services on you. But as a kid growing up, I loved Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch was my favorite. Then Apple Jacks behind that. Then Super Sugar Smacks. I don't think they even call it Super Sugar Smacks anymore. I think they call it Honey Smacks because it's politically incorrect to have sugar in any name of a cereal. Then Raisin Bran, and I don't know if you remember a cereal called Quisp, also made by Quaker Oats, but love Quisp, Captain Crunch, by far those were my favorites. And of course, every now and then, Frosted Lucky Charms, because they're magically delicious.
Well, just in time
for, there you go, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, Smart Mouth Brewing has come out with a Saturday morning IPA meant to take your taste buds on a journey back to your childhood when you sat on the couch with a bowl of Lucky Charms in your lap while you watched Saturday morning cartoons. And the way that they get this flavor is they brew the IPA beer with house-toasted marshmallows and what the brewer calls or describes as cereal marshmallows, of course, without naming the brand, in the mash. The sweet concoction is then hopped and dry hopped with Galaxy and Calypso hops. They describe their Saturday morning IPA as a soft pillow body with a slight cereal taste, designed to remind you of your childhood when you used to sort through bowls of your favorite breakfast cereal to separate the marshmallows from the cereal. Their beer, their IPA, is 6.6% alcohol by volumes, has a nose that is sweet and citrusy, orange and pear aromas. And while they do not mention Lucky Charms by name, if you look at the can, everything about the can says Frosted Lucky Charms. The color, the red background, the gold where Saturday morning, the text and the little forms of marshmallows, the designs of the marshmallows, everything about the Smart Mouth Saturday Morning IPA screams Frosted Lucky Charms. A very limited release. In fact, it was released, just about 12 minutes ago at noon, at high noon, at the Brewers Norfolk location. It will be available on tap or in four packs, a very, very limited release. I'll tell you, if I was in Norfolk, Virginia right now, you better believe I would go and line up and grab a Smart Mouth Saturday Morning IPA with marshmallows on tap. And if it was good, which probably is, got a nice sweet Frosted Lucky Charms component to it, probably buy as many four packs as they would allow me to buy. I'm going to see if I can get my hands on it. Maybe I'll call the brewer. Maybe Smart Mouth will be kind enough, since I did give them so much publicity. So Smart Mouth Saturday Morning IPA with marshmallows, just in time for St. Patrick's Day. And you got to love that these craft brewers are doing unique flavorings and limited editions. It's fantastic. You don't see that from the big guys. They're just interested in pumping out as much Bud or as much Coors as they can. The craft brewers are able to come up with these very limited releases. So I'm going to do what I can. And if any of you live in Virginia and actually decide after you listen to the show today, go out to the Smart Mouth Brewing Company in Norfolk. Do me a favor. Send me an email, cigardave@cigardave.com. And along with that, send a picture. Would love to see it and your tasting notes, what you think of the Smart Mouth Brewing Saturday Morning IPA beer. I told you, I guaranteed you, I was going to talk about meat on today's show. Guaranteed it. Because as alpha males, it is a very important component of our daily diet. And I guaranteed you that I was going to bring it up. What I didn't guarantee you is that I was going to talk about Ocasio-Cortez. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, a representative from, what is it, Queens, I believe. Dumbest woman in America. Dumbest congressman or woman in the history of the United States of America. And the fact that she is the spokesmouth for the Taxocrat Party speaks volume. She is now the de facto leader. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Everybody else follows the leader. It's kind of like going on a field trip, where as a kid, remember, you'd have to follow your teacher or your camp counselor? Everybody's following AOC, Pelosi, every other congressman and congresswoman, the senators. It's got her brand new Green Deal. And one of the items that she was saying is that we have got to cut down because of climate change and the precipitous nature of climate. In fact, we're not going to be around here in 12 years. The Earth is going to cease to exist after, as Bernie would say, millions and billions and billions of years, the Earth is going away. She knows this because she is a genius. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the woman, is a scientific genius. She is smarter than a rocket scientist. And one of the things that she said, we must cut down to save the planet on farming and on meat consumption. This is what she had to say on a Showtime interview show earlier this week.
Maybe we shouldn't be eating a hamburger for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Why not? Maybe? Of course. I have no problem. That is an important staple of the American alpha male diet. Meat or burgers for breakfast, lunch, dinner. Okay, maybe not a burger all three meals. How about just a burger, say, for breakfast or some breakfast sausage? Maybe you have a giant, I don't know, ribeye steak for lunch, and then maybe have some nice ribs. Or if you want to vary it up, maybe have a nice porterhouse steak for dinner. But meat three times a day, no problem. I'm telling you, and again, I am not a scientist as brilliant as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. However, I will guarantee you, sugar, far worse than meat. Guaranteed. No ifs, no ands, no buts. So she says, Americans shouldn't have burgers for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Well, on Tuesday night, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, correction, Ocasio-Cortez, and her chief of staff, Saikat Chakrabarty, went to dinner. And someone tweeted out a picture of her and her chief of staff, Saikat Chakrabarty, at dinner, dining together. Now, Ocasio-Cortez, who said this earlier this week, hit it one more time, Sergeant Steve.
Maybe we shouldn't be eating a hamburger for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ah, what did her chief of staff, Saikat Chakrabarty, order? A hamburger, and he had the gall to eat it right in front of her. I am looking at the picture. This is not your typical McDonald's burger or a Whopper from Burger King, or as my grandfather used to say, King Boyka. This is a giant gourmet Kraft burger piled high. This is one of those that looks like a Big Ange burger, you know, nice and thick, like an inch and a half thick. It's probably at least 8-10 ounces of meat. Got the lettuce in there. It looks as though there's maybe some pickles and some tomatoes, some fries in there on the side. She is sitting a mere 1.5 feet away. They're in an L-shaped booth. And he is munching on a burger. And she is watching this take place. Don't you love the hypocrisy? Again, it's okay for everyone else to give up maybe having a burger for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But it doesn't apply to her or her chief of staff, Saikat Chakrabarty. It is incredible. Do as I say, not as I do. Have we not seen that from these climate nutcases, wackadoodles before Al Gore? The earth has got the flu. Stop eating meat. Don't use so much power. But meanwhile, he lives in an 18,000-square-foot house that uses more power than like 40 houses. I am just tired and sick of these people that think they are so smart. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, where people are dumb enough to actually listen to this dingbat, this wackadoodle, like she is a brilliant, prescient genius. What's amazing is she was an economics major at, I believe it was Boston, I'm not sure if it was BU or BC, Boston College, Boston University. I think it was BU. All I can tell you is, if that's what they are teaching in the economics department, what she's spewing out at BU, good luck. It's more like BS. Will I change in any way, shape, or form if I want to eat meat three times a day, five times a day, eight times a day? Will you as an alpha male, as a carnivore? The answer is absolutely not. Because frankly, we don't care what these people have to say, because as alpha males, we are educated and intelligent enough to make up our own minds, to make our own decisions. We're not like these taxocrats and these wussified betas that sway at the wind, that have to seek approval. That, what did they say? Oh, they said we can't do this, then we're not going to do that. We're not dumb lemmings like a lot of the wussified betas. We think and decide for ourselves. And that's what drives the enemies of pleasure so crazy, is that we are not easily swayed by their junk science, their fake science. We're intelligent enough to do our own research and make up our own decisions. Now, I've told you there is a massive movement by the feminists to wussify and feminize not just American males, but males across the globe. We're seeing it everywhere. From the time that boys are in grade school, from kindergarten on, they're told boys should not be boys. They shouldn't roughhouse. They shouldn't expend all their energy. We hear it all the time. These boys have ADD, attention deficit disorder, because they're so wild. No, boys are like puppies. They're like my puppy, Pendragon's Royal Baron, who's now 11 months and like 115 pounds, who is right next to me here at Command Center Alpha. You got to let them out and unleash that energy. I do it umpteen times a day, because I bring them to Command Center Alpha pretty much every day. But you got to release the energy. It's the same thing with boys. Boys have energy. And what we're seeing are these feminists want to now constrict boys. They want to feminize and wussify boys and ultimately men. That's exactly what their mission is. And here's a perfect example. This comes to us from the land of Mick the Brit, from Britain, as Mick the Brit would say. And I'm talking about a woman by the name of Marie-Claire Springham. Marie-Claire Springham, a student from London, England, as Mick would say, oh, sterling general, has created a special kit to give men the ability to chest feed their babies in order to overcome the gender inequality of women only breastfeeding. It is what I am calling an MCPA, a male chest feeding pump apparatus. And in addition to this pump, which a man would put onto his chest, onto his bosom, it would pump and extract milk. But in order for a man to do that, you have to stimulate the production of the milk-producing glands. So her idea is to send men a kit that would contain a nine-month supply of progestin, which is the non-estrogen-based birth control pill, which would allow men's breasts to enlarge and apparently start secreting milk for the baby to consume. And, of course, you use this pump, and that stimulates it. I'm sorry. This is the baddiest, dumbest, most ridiculous idea I have ever heard. Of course, the feminists are all saying, this is fantastic. This is wonderful. Oh, it's about time that men also take part in the child rearing and the baby rearing end of things, that they know what it's like for us women to have to breastfeed at inconvenient times. Please, this goes against the natural order of mankind. Men do not have large racks. Women do, for the specific ability to breastfeed the child, the baby. Women, not men. You see, women stay in the cave. Women stay in the cave, and when they have a baby, they breastfeed the baby, and they, again, take care of the little cave, make sure that all the food that the male hunter-gatherer has gone out throughout the course of the day or the weeks has brought into the cave is cooked and ready to go, and they take care of the little one. And the man provides for the overall family. That's the natural order of things. And if there's a feminist listening saying, I can't believe you just said that, General, that's so politically incorrect. You would be correct, because I am not politically correct. That's why tons of people listen to this show, because I tell it like it is. It is not a natural order for a man to breastfeed a child, period. End of discussion. Now, on Good Morning Britain, I'm sure Mick the Brit gets up every morning and watches Good Morning Britain. Sterling. They had this Marie Claire Springham, who created this male chest feeding pump apparatus. And the host asked her, what is the point of this?
What's the point? Partly I designed this first as an empathy tool. I was looking at postnatal depression, and I learned so much, particularly that it occurs in men. And the main cause of that is the feeling of being left out. For the main trigger for women is the struggle to breastfeed.
It's sad if a man feels left out because his wife's or partner's breastfeeding, isn't it?
Well, it's not necessarily because they're breastfeeding. It's more, you have things that come into play, things like infant preference. So I read a lot of really heartfelt accounts of, you know, the baby comes home, the dad is all ready to be super dad, and the baby's not interested because the baby's attracted to the smell of breast milk. That's what mum smells like.
Oh, please. Do you think the baby says, I'm not interested? No. The father comes, plays with the baby, spends time with the baby. But she says this is an empathy. This chest feeding tool is an empathy tool. I mean, you can have empathy towards your wife, your girlfriend, for having to get up in the middle of the night and breastfeed at umpteen times. But I don't need to have a pump on my boob to feel empathy for that. And then she says, men feel left out? Are you kidding me? I don't know of one legitimate male. There's a lot of males out there, but the only legitimate males are alpha males. Beta males are not males. They're glorified women. I know of no man, alpha male, that says, oh, I can't breastfeed my baby, my son, my daughter. I feel left out. What a load of poppycock. Men don't feel left out because they can't have a baby suck at the proverbial teat. No way. Again, more feminization. The feminists are thrilled. And when we come back, I'm going to give the response of one of the other men on the panel. What he had to say, would a man do this? I can tell you what my answer would be, and you know exactly what it is without me telling you.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive 3 premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Get ready for another wild event at the Cascade Theater when Peter Gross of Wild Kingdom returns Friday, March 8th. The star of Wild Kingdom shares his exciting animal world with a mix of video clips and bloopers and introduces friendly exotic animals to the audience while telling inspirational stories of conservation, travel, and wildlife filming. Turtle Bay Exploration Park will also be there with their own surprises. Peter Gross, March 8th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Tracy Edwards. Join the Redding Rancheria for its 2019 Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentations, and silent auction. Celebrate the 51 organizations who we were able to help in 2018. One organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. So come experience the Redding Rancheria Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Call Maria Orozco at 242-4516 for info or tickets.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Mail with Nads of Steel, the General, Cigar Dave.
All right, before we get to the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony in just a few minutes, a couple of items before, and I also want to get to this, finish up the last story talking about the male chest feeding pump apparatus. Next segment, we will be heading out to Mott and Hester Deli in the Cigar City. I will speak with Ted Kelly, the proprietor, in honor of Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday coming up this Tuesday. 3 days away, we will talk about some Cajun delicacies, specifically his incredible blackened chicken and sausage gumbo. We'll give you the recipe, and we'll also talk about some Cajun dirty rice and some po' boys. Hey, you got to have the right feast, and they all involve meat. Can't have Cajun dishes without some sort of meat, and fish as well, especially if you're in the Gulf Coast area. So we'll talk with Ted. Next hour, Cigar Masters Hour, will be joined by Willie Herrera, Master Blender at Drew Estate Cigars for the entire hour. And in just a few minutes, I will be lighting up one of his fantastic cigars. That was the Officers Club selection for February for litation. Now, going back to what I was talking about before we hit the break, a woman by the name of Marie Claire Springham created a device to chest feed kids, a male chest feeding pump apparatus. And in conjunction with this experimental chest feeding pump that she has created, she will send out to men, or when it gets approved, a drug called progestin, which will stimulate milk production in men's boobs. And then you put the pump on, and the next thing you know, you can breastfeed your baby. And she said that basically, a couple of items. She said that it's an empathy tool because men feel like they're being left out. And that this will allow men to more better bond with their babies. And I have said, this is nothing more than a feminist dream to further feminize and wussify men. It totally violates the natural order. And I know of no alpha male that has an urge that says, I have so much empathy for my wife, I want to start breastfeeding my baby. It's a load of nonsense. Now, on Good Morning Britain, the presenters, as they are known, there was a man by the name of Quinton Wilson. He must be a well-known personality in Britain. He was on the panel, and they asked, why would a man do this? Why would a man use a male chest-feeding pump apparatus to breastfeed his baby?
Well, I think this is a storm in a bee cup.
Oh!
Pardon the pun here. I've got three kids, and this is not an urge I have ever had. No. I don't know about you, Richard.
Never.
Spencer.
No.
Should you have had?
Okay, that's the point that we need to discuss. But if we did a straw poll now, if there's anybody out there who's a bloke who thinks that this is something that is missing in their life, let us know. And I think the results of that will be single figures. I don't think there's a demand for this. I think it goes against the natural order. And the more we blur these distinctions between gender, the more messed up we become.
That's exactly what the feminists want to have happen. They want the lines between males and females to be blurred because they want males to become wussified males. In other words, a feminized version of a man. That is exactly what they want. And by the way, I know if I asked any one of you, any of our tons and tons of alpha males listening right now, how many of you, what percentage of you would want to purchase or want to have a male chest feeding pump apparatus so that you could breastfeed your baby? Do you know what the result would be? 0.00. Let me repeat, 0.00%. No ifs, no ands, no buts. There is something very, very wrong about this. It is a feminist dream, but I can tell you, this alpha male and all alpha males, we can spot a load of BS from a blimp in a fog storm, and this is a total crock of BS.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
Next hour, Willie Herrera, the master blender behind Drew Estate, will be joining us, and I have in my hand the February 2019 Officers Club selection. In fact, I got a call a few days ago, Lee Corso. General, thank you so much for the Officers Club selection. I cannot wait to smoke the Herrera Esteli. I think actually he told me that he smoked one of them, just a few puffs. Thought it was great. Can't wait. And I can tell you, this is a fantastic cigar. It starts with the band. I love the teal, the turquoise background and gold, just a very elegant band. Willie Herrera has always wanted to be creative and use various tobaccos. And one of the tobaccos he wanted to use for a long time as the star of the show, as the wrapper, is the Brazilian Matafina wrapper. Wanted to use that. They never had enough of it. It was always primarily used as a binder. He said, I'm going to make this the star of the show. And then I'm going to cover, I'm going to surround the wrapper. I'm going to have some Connecticut River Valley broadleaf binder, and then I'm going to have fillers from Nicaragua. And what I want is a flavorful cigar with some sweetness, the medium full category that's not going to be overpowering, but just a lot of flavor. And Willie created this Herrera Esteli Brazilian Maduro that is off the charts. And I have in my hands what they call the Robusto Grande, 5.5 inches in length with a 52 ring gauge. You're looking in the $9 to about $11, $12 category for the Herrera Estelis, a fantastic cigar that I will enjoy today.
Cigar altering and highly sharpened leaf exposing device.
Bell sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine, ready.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
I have a single jet butane flame, little portable lightation device the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratory created, and that's what I would use today.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut, and as I toast the foot of this cigar, let me tell you exactly what my libation will be. I'm going to enjoy the W.L. Weller Bourbon 12-year-old, reasonably priced, about $25, but it's made at the same distillery as Buffalo Trace. Doesn't get a lot of the recognition that Buffalo Trace does, but it's a fantastic bourbon, so let me puff, rotate here, and as I do that, I'm going to open up my bottle of Weller. Okay, I've got my cigars ready to go. I will say, whoops, let me get a better cheers there. That's good. Cheers. Wow, definitely some nice notes of vanilla, almond. Nice, intense, smooth finish. So I've got my Herrera Esteli Brazilian Maduro and my W.L. Weller 12. When we come back, we'll go to Mott and Hester Deli. We'll talk gumbo as Mardi Gras is right around the corner.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Cigar connoisseurs and enthusiasts love going into their retailer's humidor and seeing what's new, what's exciting. It's like a kid in a candy store. And we've got a great way that you can enjoy and sample fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month, you will receive 3 fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia, Drew Estate, Sindicato, Fonseca, incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
There. I'm a fan of Mother's myself.
I mean, if you go to New Orleans, to me, not the fanciest of places, but absolutely a place you definitely want to head to.
Yeah, it's a very authentic place, Dave. When you go to New Orleans, it's a place to go. Like when you come to Tampa, come here.
Mott & Hester's an institution in Tampa, and Mother's an institution in New Orleans. All right, so Ted, blackened chicken and sausage gumbo. Now, guys like me, I don't want to spend a ton of time creating the recipe, and is this a deal where it's going to take forever and I'm going to have to buy 100 ingredients, or is it relatively easy to prepare?
Well, it's definitely something you're going to have to take time to prepare, and I think you're better off just coming to see me like you usually do.
Yeah, well, here's the problem. We've got people listening in Los Angeles, that are in Seattle, that are in Buffalo, that are in Washington and Boston. It's a little tough for them just to come down to the Cigar City of Tampa for a bowl of gumbo.
Yeah, no, the ingredients they would need, they could find in the local supermarkets where they are: celery, bell peppers, both red and green, and the white onions. And you chop those and saute that in a little bit of oil and build your roux from there. And it's a matter of love and time from there. You got to give that recipe some love and let that roux simmer, let that brown. You make a nice chicken stock and bring it up with that, throw your seafood or throw your blackened chicken and sausage, which is what we do, and serve that over a big plate of rice. It's heaven.
All right, roux. Tell me what roux is.
Roux is it's the oil and the flour that is the thickening agent, and it's a big hallmark of Creole cooking, and we do a good job with it here, and it needs tender love and care. It's not something that can be rushed. If you're late getting home from work, again, you're better off coming to see me. It's a hard thing to rush. You have to spend time with it.
All right, so we have many of our alphas who are love to cook, love to get in and grill, create their own delicacies. So let's assume somebody wants to do that. The first thing you said, you've got to get onions, you've got to get celery. And what else?
And red and green bell peppers.
Red and green bell peppers. So tell me what happens with that.
Yeah, we saute those peppers and onions and celery in oil, the Holy Trinity. Spend a little time with that, let those get tender, and the onions and the celery tend to start getting clear when they're finished cooking. At that point, I add the roux for the flour.
Okay, so when you say roux for the flour, so you add flour and what, chicken stock?
We add the flour, and at that point, it mixes with the oil, and it forms a paste. At that point, you need to turn the heat down and let that paste brown properly, and you kind of cook the floury taste out of the roux, and it just builds flavor as you reduce that into a thicker, browner paste, of which you then can reconstitute back up with chicken stock, and you can build your soup from there, or your gumbo from there, and you can have it as thick as you want by adding less chicken stock or more runny if you want it with a little more chicken stock, and then you can throw... I blacken chicken with our own blackened seasoning and chicken breast, and we chop and put those in, and we also put some different andouille sausage in there that is a smoked sausage that's a Creole sausage that helps give it a little bit of kick.
It does give it some kick, especially on the back end. But let me ask you this. So you've got this paste. Do you have to keep stirring that until it gets very thick?
Yeah, you want to keep it moving. You don't want it to, you want it to stick a little bit and get a little bit of caramelization going, but you don't want it to you don't want your flame up too high. You don't want that to blacken. You want that to brown and
you're constantly stirring it.
And you're constantly with a whisk, yeah.
Okay, so how long does that roughly take until you get that that nice paste?
You know, the batches that we do here on a big batch, it takes about 45 minutes to an hour to get that roux looking the color that I like.
So you're constantly stirring that?
Yeah, you've got to stand there and stir it, David.
Okay, so then once it becomes that nice paste, then you add chicken stock.
Then I bring it up with a little chicken stock, and you can see it'll start to thin out. And, you know, you just got to work with it and see where you like it. It will thicken as you cool it off and go to heat it back up. It thickens even more. That roux that you put in there is a thickening agent, and every time you heat that sauce or that soup or that gumbo, it's going to end up being very, very thick. So you should have some extra chicken stock on the side and add that. You can't dump it all in at one time. You have to add it slowly.
Right. Otherwise, it could become too juicy, too liquidy.
It can break the roux, and you end up with the flour and the oil separated again. So,
gotcha. Now, in terms of chicken and sausage, you can use chicken and sausage. You can put in, if you want, crab. You can put in seafood. There's really no limit as to what you want to put. Steak, oysters, anything you want.
Yep. You can. That's the nice thing about gumbo. Go clear out your refrigerator. You have some old chicken left over. If you have a pork chop, you can cut those pork chops up, you know, without the bone. Seafood, you can put little chunks of grouper in there. You can put shrimp.
Don't put stone crab. Way too expensive of delicacy to put in gumbo.
Don't waste the stone crabs in the gumbo, yeah. Eat those first.
All right, and then basically you just kind of let it, you keep it on low heat, let it simmer, yeah, and then you have yourself a nice, almost like a nice stew.
Yep. At that point, you can season the mix that you have and bring it up to the right heat level that you're comfortable with. The right amount of salt, and you know, work with it and get it to your liking, and again, cook some rice up and pour that over the top, and you're good to go.
Really, it's just experimentation. No right, no wrong. Just keep trying it until you get it right. So it's really not that difficult. It's a little time consuming because when you're stirring that roux to make that paste, you're talking 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, at home it might not take you that long. You're not probably making 10 gallons of gumbo unless you're opening up a restaurant here.
So if you were doing it at home, give us an idea of how many onions, bell peppers, what was the other ingredient?
Yeah, I would use one large, nice onion, chopped fine, one stalk of celery, and maybe a red and a green bell pepper. And
that's it?
That's it. Now, if you're going to cook at home.
And how much flour?
Yeah, to that mix, you might use like a quarter cup of vegetable oil to saute those vegetables in. And then I try to match the same amount of flour to the oil that I put in. I would put in a quarter cup of flour, maybe just a tiny bit less, and then again, the chicken stock, you just add, once you get your roux the consistency that you like, you can add that chicken stock and bring it up to the level of smoothness that you want. You can have it very thin and runny if you like a thin soup, or you can have it a lot thicker if you'd like.
I'm almost tempted to go home and make it, but there's no way. I'd rather just come to you here at Mott & Hester Deli, let you do all the work.
Dave will save your table in the corner for you every day, okay?
Listen, that's where the couple, that's where the main man, that's where the five-star eats. That is my table.
That's the general's table. Come by.
If somebody comes in, you kick them out. Yep. That's my table, and that's the end of that. And you know, I always face kind of outward because, you know, the old mob guys would always look out. So if anybody came to attack like an enemy of pleasure, yep, you're ready to go. You're packing heat. You can take care of the problem.
Any sickening liberal come roll it up on you.
We don't allow those here at Mott & Hester. Are you kidding? Anywhere near my table. Ted Kelly, the proprietor of Mott & Hester Deli here in the Cigar City of Tampa, with Mardi Gras right around the corner on Tuesday. Fat Tuesday, it's known, the day before Ash Wednesday, last night of eating rich, delicious foods before the Lenten season. There's a couple of other New Orleans or Cajun-inspired dishes I want to get to. First up, a po' boy. What's a po' boy?
Po' boy is their name for a sandwich, a grinder. It's a fried shrimp sandwich served on their French bread that they're known, very famous for in New Orleans. And we try to replicate that with the French bread and the materials that are available. We're still in the Gulf of Mexico here. We get nice shrimp here, and it's a fried shrimp. Po' boy is a sandwich with the shrimp, and you add lettuce and tomato and your choice of topping. They use mayonnaise in New Orleans. We bump it up and put tartar or cocktail sauce on ours. They're delicious.
Can't go wrong. And the last thing I want to talk about is your famous Creole dirty rice. Mother's makes a dirty rice that is fantastic. You can never go wrong. I love rice. I love chicken. I love some spiciness. And you can have that here 5 days a week, Ted, but you only save it for Fridays.
Yep, we try to make it special and make people line up for it, and they do. It's a big hit around here on Friday afternoons for us, and love to have anybody come by and try it sometime. It's a very, very spicy dish that we make with rice that you again, make a little side dish with the vegetables, and that dish also, the dirty rice mix, has eggplant, it has mushrooms, it has ground beef, a lot of crushed red pepper, and again, you can spice it up to your liking. We kind of like it's hot here, so.
It's got some heat, there's no doubt. Listen, we're alphas that come in here. We're not wussified betas. If they were wussified betas, there would be no heat whatsoever, no spiciness. It would be bland, but life is too short for bland.
Yep, I agree with you, Dave.
All right, Ted Kelly, the proprietor of Mott & Hester Deli, we gave you his world-famous recipe for his blackened chicken and sausage gumbo, Creole dirty rice, the po' boys. Can't go wrong with Mardi Gras around the corner. And I can tell you one thing, now I'm getting very, very hungry and looking at this giant 10-gallon vat of gumbo. I think I may have to, right as soon as the show is done, as Elizabeth Warren would say, I'm going to have me a bowl or get me a bowl with a beer of that great, fantastic gumbo. Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next. I'm going to have a little bit of gumbo here before we start the next hour. It will be our Cigar Masters Hour, and we will be joined by Willie Herrera, Master Blender at Drew Estate Cigar. We'll be talking about his Esteli Herrera series, including the Esteli Herrera Brazilian Maduro. That was the February 2019 Officers Club selection. Much more coming your way. Keep your cigar lit. Keep your libation brim full to the top, and make sure you have some nice gumbo to get ready to celebrate Mardi Gras right around the corner.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. Get me every time.
That's right, it's that time of the year again. The National Wild Turkey Foundation's annual banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Tickets are only $65 for a single and $120 for a couple. Or why not sponsor a table? That's right, March 9th. Doors open at 4:30. For more info and tickets, call Jolene at 604-6554. The National Wild Turkey Foundation banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Join us and help save the habitat, save the hunt.
Run by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who kicked off his 2020 campaign for the Democratic nomination today, pledging to fight for economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
The underlying principles of our government will not be greed, hatred, and lies.
Washington State's Jay Inslee yesterday became the first governor in the race and declared climate change his top priority. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper could enter the race soon, and Montana Governor Steve Bullock and former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe still considering their options. China's ceremonial legislature is due to endorse a new law in Beijing, hopes might help to defuse a bruising tariff war with Washington. The new law would discourage officials from pressuring foreign companies to hand over technology. And the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog said Friday it found reasonable grounds that chlorine was used as a weapon in a deadly attack on the Syrian town of Douma last year. The determination contained in a report by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. This is townhall.com.
Here's the truth, America. Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com. Your cell phone company is probably funding anti-Second Amendment groups. Patriot Mobile, which is America's only conservative cell phone company, does the opposite. If you are fed up with disgusting policies like New York's new late-term abortion law or Mayor Bloomberg's gun control seizure plans, make the simple switch to Patriot Mobile. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile. Get reliable nationwide coverage. Watch your hard-earned dollars fight for the First and Second Amendment rights, border security, and the sanctity of life. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every bill to conservative causes like the Heritage Foundation, the NRA, and the Susan B. Anthony List. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy, and their unlimited talk and text plans start as low as $20 a month. Need more motivation? Mention Hugh, that's me, H-U-G-H, when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get up to 2 activation fees waived. Enough is enough. Join the fight today. 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Dr. Charles Snyderman's latest report is about a program for terminally ill people.
A program to improve the quality of life was given to 50 women with terminal breast cancer by the Duke Comprehensive Cancer Center. It coordinated care by the oncology team with caring by social workers, counselors, and chaplains. Participants had significant reductions in both distressing symptoms and physical signs of both illness and treatment effects, and a modest increase in length of survival. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
ExxonMobil moving forward with a more than $500 million expansion of its polyolefins plant in Louisiana, the oil and gas giant's largest local capital project in nearly a decade. Construction set to begin this year, expected to add 45 permanent jobs, 20 permanent contractor jobs, and support some 600 temporary construction workers. The project will start up in 2021. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Charges have been filed against two Missouri daycare center workers after surveillance video showing a 3-year-old girl being thrown against a cabinet went viral.
The woman accused of throwing the girl, 27-year-old Wilma Brown, was charged with felony child abuse in St. Louis County. Relatives said the girl sustained a head gash that required 7 stitches during the incident on February 1st. At Brighter Day Care and Preschool. The girl's family said they were initially told the girl fell, but 5 days later watched surveillance video with the center's director that showed a worker throwing the child into a cabinet. A warrant has been issued for Brown's arrest. Patrick Voss reporting.
A second federal agency is dispatching investigators to a fatal crash involving a Tesla electric car that drove beneath a semi-tractor that was crossing a Florida highway Friday, killing a 50-year-old man. The crash was in Delray Beach, similar to another one in 2016 near Gainesville. More at townhall.com.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Redding Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
As I touch up my Herrera Esteli Brazilian Maduro, outstanding taste, outstanding flavor. And as we said in our number one for our Cigar Masters Hour, we'll be joined by Willie Herrera of Drew Estate Cigars in just one moment. But if you are not a member of the Officers Club and not enjoying this incredible February 2019 selection, what are you waiting for? Go to CigarDave.com right now because you get fantastic selections. In fact, got a call from Lee Corso, who is a member of the Officers Club. Well, I comp him. Good friend of the show. He said, General, just smoked that new Esteli Herrera. Love it. Tell me about it. So we had a long conversation about it, and the man that is behind that cigar joins us front and center. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show as we welcome you back. Willie Herrera joining us down from El Titan de Bronze down on Cayocho in Little Havana, Miami. Willie, great to have you on, my friend.
Thank you, thank you. Good to be on, man. Thanks for having me.
And I'm glad you got dressed up for the occasion today, by the way, Willie.
Got all dressed up, did my hair, man.
I'm telling you. Well, listen, we sent the makeup artist. We sent the stylist. You know, we're top shelf. We're big budget here at the Cigar Dave Show. But Willie, you and I have known each other a long time and actually met you through your mother-in-law, Sandy Cobas, who owns El Titan de Bronze, and you were working there. But talk about how you got into the cigar industry, your background. Everybody knows now that you're the master blender and oversee many of the operations over at Drew Estate. But tell us how you got into the cigar industry way back.
So I initially got started here basically helping out with the factory. So like you mentioned, Sandy's the owner of El Titan. But early on, it was her parents, Carlos and Martha, who were running the operation. She was working in another business. So on a week, the old man, Carlos, had gotten sick. They needed a male figure here to help out. And so I ended up taking a week off of vacation for my real job, which was banking. I had been at that point about 7 years in banking. So I took a week vacation, worked a whole week here, and 2 weeks later I quit the bank and started full-time here.
Just like that. So, Willie, were you a vice president at the bank? Because everybody's
no.
A vice president at a bank. I don't care
no,
what you
no,
are.
No, man.
Everybody's
a
VP.
Peon. I was a peon. I started off.
Yeah, but even peons are vice presidents.
And then a head teller, and then I went into loans. And at that time, I was in loans, processing loans and stuff. And, you know, I just fell in love with the industry. I mean, I had always been a smoker from a very early age. I really didn't know what I was smoking. I knew what I liked. And, but I had no idea of what the culture was and the type of people you dealt with. Who were these smokers? And after a week here and dealing with, you know, all these consumers, these cigar enthusiasts, shop owners, so on and so forth, I was like, man, this is so much more relaxing than working in a bank. Everybody came in happy. Nobody was ever upset. You know, it was great, man. And like I said, after that week, I put in my 2 weeks and I started full time here.
So that you had never blended before. You really
never.
Were just kind of introduced to cigars just through your mother-in-law and really through that side of the family, knowing that they had that connection with El Titan de Bronze. So you never really grew up in the cigar industry, never blended, never rolled cigars. That was like your first introduction. That was it.
Yes, it was. And then how I get into the whole blending part is, so like I said, I have been smoking for a number of years already, but that's all I knew was I like this type of cigar, I do not like this type of cigar. So when I started full-time here, that was in the early 2000s.
Okay.
2002, 2003, somewhere around there.
All right.
I knew that the two cigars that they had here, their two cigars weren't for me. They just didn't hit me right. I wasn't crazy about them. So I was constantly buying cigars, and that's what I would smoke here in the factory. Well, as you can imagine, you know, older Cuban gentlemen and very proud of what they're making here. And, you know, at first they never said anything, but after a while they started, you know, why are you smoking this? And why are you not smoking ours? And so on and so forth. So to, no longer hear, you know, I taught myself how to roll. I would look at our rollers and I would go and sit down and grab tobacco. And then I'll stand up, look at them again. What are they doing? How are they doing it? I would go back and sit down. And I just started making cigars, learning how to make a cigar, how to fill mold, how to make a smokable cigar, you know, that you could draw. It wasn't too tight or wasn't too loose. Then I learned how to put the wrapper on. And then once I knew how to make the full, you know, the whole thing from start to finish, every day I would blend stuff. Every day I would go into the room and grab tobaccos, make a tabaquiao, smoke it, see what it tasted like. And then just make combinations. Okay, I think this will go good with this. I think this will work well with that. And that's really how it all started for me. Just making stuff every day. And because we're in Little Havana, there's a lot of foot traffic. A lot of people want to see what Little Havana is. Plus, at that time, you know, you had a Credito, Ernesto Pérez Carrillo, La Gloria Cubana, across the street from us. Right next to them was, at the time, El Rey de los Habanos, which is my father's cigars today. So you had a lot of people coming over here to Little Havana to visit all these factories that, you know, they were coming out with great cigars and great reviews, so on and so forth. So, as a result, a lot of people would cross the street to our little factory and see what we were about. And then a lot of the guys that came in and gals that came in, you know, I would talk to them because, you know, I was working the counter as well. And if it wasn't your, you know, I'm looking for a gift for, you know, my boss, or I'm looking for a cigar as, you know, like memorabilia or so on and so forth, I would get a feel for the person, and if to me they sounded like they were the smoker, I'm like, hold on a second. And then I go in the back and grab something I have been working on and give it to them and let me know what you think, I would say. And a week later, 2 weeks later, I would get a phone call. And so still to this day, a lot of the house cigars that we still make are from a lot of those visits that came in visiting the factory. And I gave them something I had been working on. They loved it. And next thing you know, they were either the managers of a shop, the owners of a shop, and boom, you know, we started making a lot of private label stuff. And that's basically how it started for me, you know, just working with stuff to, in order to create something that I liked. For
so
me,
about
to have
15 years ago.
To smoke.
So you basically about 15 years ago walk in to El Titan de Bronze, know nothing about the cigar industry, have never rolled a cigar, never blended a cigar. And over a matter of years, you end up learning to roll cigars, which is incredible. And there's some great craftsmen, torcedores that are down at El Titan de Bronze. And then you learn how to blend, and you were there for, or you still are there technically for 15 years. And all of a sudden now, you are well known in the industry, where El Titan de Bronze becomes the epicenter of the Miami boutique cigar industry, because El Credito, under Ernesto Perez Carrillo, he sells it. They're no longer really – I don't think they are manufacturing cigars in Miami anymore across the street from you. I think that's done,
no.
Correct?
We're the only factory in Little Havana. I believe my father has a small operation in their warehouses in the Doral. But
right,
in Little Havana, we are the only ones producing cigars here in Miami, as far as
so,
I know.
Right, and it is. You've expanded. It's become. You know, you're making for La Palina. You're making for Chinook Cellar.
Yeah.
Brian makes great cigars, and of course, the famed El Titan de Bronze.
Yeah.
What's that?
And great wine.
And great wine. That's right. Absolutely, great wine over in California. So you really become the epicenter, and all these people come in, and then Jonathan Drew of Drew Estates comes in, and they want to make a cigar with you.
Well, no, they didn't want to make a cigar with us. So in 2000,
I thought initially JD told me that they wanted to, that they were talking about making a cigar. They were broaching it with you.
No, the original concept was to that part was something that came out later on, but after I was already on board. So in late 2009, 2010. We start talks about what I thought about joining Drew Estate and basically having what I have here at Drew Estate. Kind of have, you know, the concept was I would have a small group of boncheros and roleras. I would train them to make the cigars how we do them here, which is, you know, very different from the typical cigars that are made in Nicaragua. You know, we would do, we here, everything is entubado. Everything has the mounted heads, the triple seam caps, which in Nicaragua and the Dominican, you really don't see that. It's, you know, the wrapper goes up all the way up and it's basically all one piece. So I talked the concept over with Sandy, my wife, and say, hey, what do you think? You know, they want me to move over there and kind of take it to the next level. And, you know, before I finished, they had packed my bags, and I was off.
That was it.
And
off.
I started with them in 2011 is when I started with USA.
So 2011, and you moved to Nicaragua.
For the first year and a half, yes. I was living in Nicaragua. I was there Monday through Friday. I would come back on either Saturday morning or Friday night. And I would fly back either Sunday afternoon or Monday morning. And that
gotcha.
Went on for a year and a half.
Our guest is Willie Herrera, master blender for Drew Estate Cigars. And the February 2019 Officers Club selection was and is, although we're now out of February, but is the Esteli Herrera Brazilian Maduro, and we will talk about that in just a few minutes with Willie. So, Willie, you become their master blender. You come down, and what does Jonathan Drew, what does Snacky, as he's known, Big Snacky, what does he tell you? What are your duties? What do you do when you get down to Nicaragua?
He said, create a cigar. Learn the tobaccos. Take your time. Create something you love, and we'll go from there. And so I just started working and looking at the enormous amount of tobacco that Drew Estate has. And imagine, you've been here, you've seen how small we are.
Right.
At the time I left, we had probably different types of tobaccos. I get to Drew Estate, and, you know, it's hundreds of types of tobaccos. So I needed to figure out what type of cigar did I want to release, what type of cigar did I want to bring on, you know, to Drew Estate, something different, something unique, something, you know, that fit, you know, that fitted me, what I was doing out of a Titan. And the Herrera Estelí was born.
And that's where it began. Now, are you still involved on the other blends at Drew Estate, or are you strictly just the Estelí Herrera? That's it.
Well, after the release of the Norteño, which would have been, I think it was in late 2013, 2014, they made me the master. That's when they made me the master blender for Drew Estate. Up to that point, I was only working on Herrera brands. After the Norteño is when they made me the blender for the whole company. So after that, everything that comes out from Drew Estate starts with me and the team in Nicaragua. And so I'm involved with all of the Herrera brands still, plus everything new that you see coming out. The first one would have been the Underground Shade. Was the very first cigar for Drew Estate that didn't fall under the Herrera Estelí brand.
And that was an interesting cigar because I remember when that, I think that was that launched this past IPCPR or the year before? I'm trying to remember which year.
No, the Shade came out, I want to say about
2017 or 2018?
No, before. It was either 16
was it
or
before?
17. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think it was around 2007. I'm almost positive it was 2017 because I remember Jonathan came up to me and he said, you got to try this Underground Shade. It's totally different from our other Undercrowns.
Right.
And even though it's a Connecticut, it's still loaded with flavor. It's a very different taste complexion. He cut it right there for me. I said, I'll smoke it later. He goes, brother, you got to smoke it right now. I mean, he wouldn't let me go. He said, you got to smoke it right now. I said, all right, we smoked it right now. It was very, very nice. A lot of flavor on that and very different. More on the medium-bodied, very smooth, but very, very flavorful and a totally different complexion than the original Underground, the Underground Sun Grown, and the Underground Maduro. But that Underground now has really developed into a very nice line with a very nice medium full flavor profile. But every one, whether it's the Maduro or the Shade or the Sun Grown, they all have very slight taste nuances that make it very different from each one.
Yeah, well, that was my whole goal, was create diversity within that brand. It's that all three are very unique blends, different tobaccos, you know, very unique. And so my goal is always to create something new, to give a new experience to the smoker. I'm not a believer in just put a different wrapper on the same guts of a cigar and call it something new. I like, you know, we're going to do a new cigar. We're going to do a new cigar, you know, and all three are different. All three are very, very different. Like you said, It's smooth yet full of flavor. It has nice spice. You know, the Sun Grown is a little beefier, a different kind of spice. And then the Maduro is just robust in your face. You know, earthy, rich, complex. You know, and that's my goal, is always to come up with a new cigar for the smoker to experience something new. Every single cigar.
Well, Willie, I can tell you we were both wrong on when the Underground Shade was launched. And that tells you, you can see there's so many cigars that you have in the portfolio. Actually, it's hard to believe it was 2015. And I can't believe that. I can't believe that it's going on now 4 years that the Underground Shade was released. Because to me, I still think of it, again, as a relatively new cigar. So the Underground Shade you were involved with. And let's talk about some of the others specifically under your purview when you first got there. You talked about the Herrera Estelí Norteño. But the first one was the Habano, was it not? Or was
it the Habano. Habano was the first one.
So let's talk about that, because that first Habano, that was really the first time where J.D. basically let you loose and said, create something. So tell us what you were looking to create. What went into that when you blended that particular cigar?
I was trying to bring out the what Miami was known for. You know, Miami, while I was here at El Titan, you know, Miami cigars that were coming out of Miami were known for that spiciness, were known for, you know, that punch, but yet smooth and balanced. A lot of Habanos were getting great reviews up to that point. And it was and still is my favorite wrapper is Habano Ecuador. It just brings so much to a cigar, and it just blends so well with different types of tobaccos. So what I was trying to bring out with that first cigar was kind of that Miami feel, that you know, that El Titan kind of feel that people knew El Titan, what their cigars were like. And I wanted to bring kind of that flavor, because at that time, Drew Estate really didn't have anything Habano. Drew Estate was basically a lot of Maduros. They had the Undercrown Maduro. They had the Liga Privada. They had the T52. They had the Nica Rusticas. You know, everything was concentrated about Maduros and just very hairy, heavy leaves. And so I wanted to bring something very different to the portfolio.
And then you brought in the Herrera Esteli Habano. And again, that's a nice, to me, a medium-bodied cigar, not overpowering.
Correct.
And I think, and tell me if I'm right, because knowing your palate, Willie, you like a lot of flavor, but you don't like a cigar that's going to be strong or harsh or bitter, that's really going to knock you down and
Correct.
Not a pleasant experience.
Correct. 100%.
Yeah, and that, 100%. You know, it's very interesting, because I know that when I talked to Jonathan Drew, founder of Drew Estate Cigars, you know, when he told me initially when he brought you on, he said, hey, I'm not going to give Willie any boundaries, no limits. I'm basically saying, do your thing. Just go and create something. And he didn't really put any shackles or say, no, I want you to do a Maduro. I want you to do this. Wasn't the case. He really gave you a lot of artistic freedom.
Doors were open, man. The only thing, and we joke about it, and it kind of is a for another cigar that eventually came out. The only thing he said I could not look at was broadleaf.
That was
broadleaf wrapper.
And why was that?
Because at the time we really couldn't get enough broadleaf for the Liga Privada number 9. You know, and so that was the only tobacco he said you have free reign over all the tobacco in this warehouse. Just don't look at broadleaf.
That's it. Till we can get broadleaf more. Then you can look at it.
Right. And then when in 2000, I want to say 2019 now, 18. I think it was 15 or 16, I created my first Herrera Esteli TAA cigar for TAA.
For the Tobacconist Association of America.
Correct. And at by that time, we had more tobacco, more broadleaf. And that was the first time I was allowed to use broadleaf.
So he basically he took the broadleaf restriction off and
yes.
He created that particular cigar. Willie Herrera, the master blender of Drew Estate Cigar, is our guest on our Cigar Masters Hour. When we come back, we'll talk with Willie about the Herrera Esteli Norteño, the Herrera Esteli Brazilian Maduro, the February 2019 Officers Club selection. Interesting story, because Brazilian Mata Fina, one of the great tobaccos out there. We'll get to that much more with Willie Herrera.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
Another wild family event is coming to the Cascade Theater March 13th on the trail of big cats. Follow photographer Steve Winter around the world as he searches for rare and dangerous tigers, leopards, and other giant cats. He'll share his images on the big screen along with terrifying and lighthearted stories of his adventures. Plus, Turtle Bay will be on hand with some wild surprises of their own. March 13th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Defending your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. It's the General Cigar Dave.
And when we talk pleasure, we talk alpha male good life maneuvers, and that includes cigars, spirits, delicacies, grilling, dames. All the alpha male pleasure maneuvers that drive the enemies of pleasure absolutely crazy. Our Cigar Master's Hour continues. Willie Herrera, Master Blender of Drew Estate Cigars, joining us from his other home in Miami at El Titan de Bronze, where they are currently producing the Herrera Esteli Miami cigars. So that's a perfect segue for us, Willie, since you're in Miami right now. Let's talk about that Herrera Esteli Miami. You've been working on that for a long time.
I have been. You know, initially, that cigar came out as a limited release. Every year, I would always release a limited a limited size in one of the lines. The first line that I did the limited release was in the original Jerez Leland Habano, which was a Lancero size that came out in 2014. Then the second limited release I did was the Churchill in the Norteño line. Then that came out in 2015. And then the next limited release I wanted to do was something completely different, completely new, which was have a cigar made in Miami at El Titan de Bronx, where it all started for me, and made with the tobaccos that we use at El Titan de Bronx. And so the cigar was born. It was originally released in one size, just like all the other ones, in a Corona size. And shortly after the release of the cigar, we started talks on simplifying and kind of streamlining all of the Jerez de Lee packaging. That, with the fact that the cigar was doing so well, we decided to add the other four sizes to that Jerez de Lee Miami blend. So now you have all five sizes available across the board: Norteño, Jerez de Lee Habano, and the Jerez de Lee Miami. You have all five sizes available in the same style box, same count box, and just really streamlined the packaging and made it easier for the consumers to identify the products, for the shop owners, for the shop managers, you know, for stores to just showcase the product much easier. It was all over the place before, especially with Norteño. You had 10-count box, you had a 25-count box, you had a 50-count box. It was just all over the place.
So you standardized everything, and I'll tell you, Willie, I love a Corona size. Toro's my favorite size, but I just enjoy, to me, when you look at a Corona, it's that classic Cuban Vitola, that nice size. It just fits nicely in the hand. It's a pleasant cigar to enjoy. You don't need a ton of time. And, in fact, many of the blenders, you know this, they'll use a Corona as the guide, as the basis when they're blending cigars. But I just find it to be a very nice size. You don't see the Coronas as much, as often as you used to. But staying in that line, talking about your affinity for Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, on the Esteli Herrera Miami, you used an Ecuadorian Habano. However, you used an Oscuro wrapper, so almost darker than a Maduro, just a really, really dark, almost a black wrapper with a rich Ecuadorian Sumatra binder and some fillers from the Dominican and Nicaragua. A very, very nice cigar. And I think that cigar, you hit it right on the head. That really is reminiscent of the old Cuban, the old Miami type of cigars that people, you know, when they would go down to Little Havana, that's what they would smoke. And the guy that really, there are two people that really made that Ecuadorian Habano wrapper popular down in Miami. And the primary one is Ernesto Perez Carrillo from El Credito. He really took a liking to that wrapper, and you follow in that tradition.
Yeah, I'm just trying to follow in the footsteps, man. I mean, these guys are all legends, and, you know, I enjoy their cigars very much. And, you know, the beauty of this is every manufacturer has their own style of cigar. And, you know, depending on your mood and what you're in the mood for, you could go for X or you could go for Y, you could go for Z, because everyone is going to hit you different, and they all smoke different, you know. But the end result is, or at the end of the day, you know, you still get that flavor from that wrapper, and you know it's there. And you just, you know, when you love it, you love it. You know what I mean? And you just want to put it together with different insights to create a different experience for another Habano lover, you know?
All right. Interesting story, Willie, I will share with you. I'm down visiting Sandy, I don't know, a couple of years ago. And, you know, of course, we walk into the humidor where all these cigars are aging. And I see this beautiful bundles of cigars, the Coronas. I said, Sandy, let me take a couple of these. I got to try these. And she's like, you can't touch those. Those are Willie's cigars. Those are the Herrera Esteli Miamis. You can't touch them. He'll kill me. I said, Sandy, trust me. Willie's going to be fine. No problem. You get in trouble, I'll come to your defense. No worry. Very protective of those cigars, Willie.
He's very
sure enough,
protective.
That's right. I fired one up. And, of course, before I left, I said, this is great. I said, Sandy, I'm not leaving. I got to take a few more. She's like, okay. But don't tell Willie. Well, I just told you, Willie. But she is very protective. You know, it's almost like, you know, guards with Uzis guarding the humidor for you. But when I smoked it, I lit it right up. Again, that Corona size. Loved it instantly. Just a beautiful cigar, beautiful blend. Just very smooth all the way around, not overpowering. And those cigars, and I know with El Titan de Bronze, you're at maximum capacity at that factory. And you have what now? I know if you expanded. How many rollers do you have at El Titan de Bronze now?
We have 10 rollers now.
Okay, 10. Still not a ton compared to the, you know, how many you have. Because in Nicaragua, you have what? A couple of hundred?
At Drew Estate, I think we're a little over 250.
250. So you're talking about 250 to 10 and very, very limited. So that cigar, you don't, if it's on the shelf, it doesn't stick around very long. What's the suggested retail of the Esteli Herrera Miami?
I believe they go from 9 to 12, I want to say. I'm not 100% because thankfully I don't have to worry with numbers and I don't have to worry about sales. I have to worry about tobacco and blends.
Right. And when that's on the shelf, when they're, I mean, you know, most retailers, if they get a couple of boxes, they're lucky. There's just not that much capacity.
Yeah, no, they move, you know, they move quick. And like a lot of the stuff that comes out of here, you know, a lot of the Warp cigars, Kyle stuff, La Palina stuff you mentioned, Cornelius and Anthony's you mentioned, the Padilla 8 and 11 that he brought back that's coming out of here as well. You're right. It does not stick around on the shelves and shops. It goes out by really quick, and it's real funny because of that. A lot of people think that, oh, I'm in Miami. I just go and get them at the factory they're made. And to the story you're making about being very protective, people leave very sad because he's like, oh, no, you can't. They want to grab, you know, Warped, or they want to grab this one or that one, and no, she won't.
Well, Willie, for this general, Sandy will. Okay, I get special treatment down there. I mean, is my picture still up as soon as you walk in? Is it still at El Titan de Bronze, or did Sandy take it down?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's still
there? And the box that you signed.
That's right. I remember. That was a long time. That's got to be, I'm trying to remember, Willie, that's got to be 10-plus years ago I signed that.
Easily.
You were there.
Easily.
Yeah, time
because
flies.
I've been with Drew 8 years is going to be already.
Yep.
And that
it's
was
easily
way
10 years.
Before,
10-plus.
Yeah. 100%.
That's before you expanded and took the space right next door when you
that's
had,
right.
I think at the time, maybe 4 or 5 rollers. I mean, that was it.
Four.
So it's really, and by the way, if you could get another 30 rollers, you could easily make all those cigars because the demand is out there, as you know. People, there's still a romance for a cigar made in Miami or Tampa. There still is something very special about that. And
absolutely,
it's tough to put a finger on, but I just think people, the fact that tourists can come in, it's easy for them to travel to, say, Miami or Tampa compared to the, you know, Nicaragua or Honduras or the Dominican, where they see it. There's a big romance with that. And I'm glad to see that El Titan de Bronze is doing very well, because it's a shame when El Credito, where Ernesto used to make those cigars, General Cigar took them over, and they're no longer making cigars there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no longer a storefront for my father's cigars. They're now more of in a warehouse area where they're rolling their Miami cigars. So you're really the last vestige of that old Buckeye type of hand-rolled cigar factory.
Yeah, we are, man. And it's sad, like you said. It's sad when I look out the window and you see, you know, a dollar store where a Credito used to be. Or you see an eyeglass place where my father used to be. You know, it's sad. It really is. You walk by there and you no longer see the rollers. You no longer see them moving the bales of tobacco from one store to the other to pass it out to the rollers. And it's just crazy how everything changes with time, you know. And it's I tell people all the time when I kind of explain what Little Havana is when I'm out on the road, it's Little Havana is not what it was 15 years ago. You know, Little Havana is changing. It's changing. It's a double-edged sword. It's changing. It's bringing more business to the community, but it's losing its characteristics, its flavor, its, you know, its identity. You know, you got clubs. you have these what do they call them? Those fusion type restaurants, you know, and you have this and you have that. But what Little Havana was, it no longer is. You know, you got condos and art galleries. It's just a different vibe now.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Willie, because Miami Beach, as a kid, I always went, growing up in Buffalo, we'd always go with my grandparents or my parents.
Yep.
We'd always go to Wolfie's and Pumpernick's, you know, those great delis. And you don't have that anymore. It's gone.
No.
It has been changed. The only remnant of old Miami Beach still is Joe's Stone Crab. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you just said, I remember as a kid every weekend going with my mom and my brother to Miami Beach, parking on the side. You had all the buildings like you see in the scene of Scarface, the old people on the rocking chairs in the front, in the porch of all the different hotels. That none of that exists anymore. It's all gone.
No, it's all gone. I remember even when I started this show, going to be 24 years ago, I would go down to Miami. I would park on Cayocho, put enough money in the meter for, you know, like 3 hours, and I'd hit five, you know, cigar manufacturers all within a few blocks. Those days are long gone.
Yeah.
And it is really sad. Basically, Ernesto still has, you know, his offices in Little Havana. There's El Titan de Bronze, and then you have Padron. And that's pretty much it.
Yes, that's it.
Yep, and I know when the...
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
To enjoying more and more of the vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
Cigar connoisseurs and enthusiasts love going into their retailer's humidor and seeing what's new, what's exciting. It's like a kid in a candy store. And we've got a great way that you can enjoy and sample fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month, you will receive three fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia, Drew Estate, Sindicato, Fonseca. Incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Por el amor de una mujer. Sin saber si comprender.
From pleasure, command and control. It's the General Cigar Dave.
Final minutes in our Cigar Masters Hour. Willie Herrera, master blender of Drew Estate cigars, the man behind not just all the Drew Estate brands, but the Herrera Esteli brands. Two brands I want to touch on. First up, the Herrera Esteli Norteño. What does Norteño mean, Willie?
Norteño means northerner in Nicaragua. Northerner.
Well, you are a northerner. Miami is north compared to Nicaragua.
Right, but Esteli is in the northern part of the country. So for the people from Managua, consider the Estelianos or the people from Esteli northerners. They call them Norteños. And then I'm a northerner in Nicaragua, so I love the name. I thought it was fitting.
That's a great name. And you use on this particular cigar, this is a full-flavored cigar, full-bodied, but you use one of my favorite wrappers, a San Andreas Mexican Morón, which is out of this world. A wrapper that at one time people kind of looked down on Mexican tobacco. Not anymore. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of my favorite wrappers. It's so rich and sweet and complex. It blends well. It adds great depth. It's a resilient wrapper. I can't say enough of it, man. I love it. I love that wrapper.
And when you set out, you knew you wanted to create a very full-bodied cigar, correct?
I wanted to create a fuller body cigar than the Herrera Esteli. I knew I wanted to use San Andres, and I also knew I wanted to do a box press. I had always wanted to do a box press ever since I was here at El Titan de Bronze, but we just didn't have the capacity to do a box press cigar out of here. So I had the opportunity with Drew Estate, and that's the reason why I came out, you know, in a box press format.
And I love the box press. The cigar tastes great. It's definitely not for a novice connoisseur. It's somebody that really likes a hearty cigar. A lot of flavor, very bold. But, again, it's not going to knock you down. Now, let's talk about our Officers Club selection for February 2019. And I was very excited about this cigar, the Herrera Esteli Brazilian Maduro. Because for the first time, you've always worked with Brazilian Matafina tobacco, but primarily as a filler or a binder.
Correct.
And you kind of reversed the script. You said, I want to make the Brazilian Matafina Maduro wrapper the star of the show. And you did,
yes,
creating this cigar.
Well, similar to what happened to me with broadleaf, I was never told I could not use it, but we never really had a lot of Matafina wrapper available. Everything was already allocated for certain lines at Drew Estate. And the fact that it's such expensive wrapper and the yield isn't that good, it wasn't until now that I was able to allocate enough tobacco to create a full line. And so that's why I went with Matafina. Also, like I was saying earlier, I always like bringing cigars to the portfolio that we do not have. So we didn't have anything with Matafina. So I'm like, man, perfect. I love the wrapper. We don't have anything with that wrapper. Let's go for it, you know, and just started blending and looking to create something different again. And using that wrapper, it's got a broadleaf binder. It's got a Dominican-Nicaraguan blend. The result is a medium-bodied, full-flavor cigar that I think even the beginner could still enjoy, as well as the fuller-bodied guy will still get enough flavor out of that cigar, you know, and they're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, and that Brazilian Matafina wrapper gives a little bit of sweetness, just a very nice texture to it, a lot of flavor, but not overpowering. And again, correct, that's a hidden gem, the Brazilian tobaccos, the Matafina or Arapiraca. Love those tobaccos, love those wrappers, and you did a great job. And the response that we've gotten, people just received it a few days ago, two, three, 4 days ago, already right, getting great response on it. So it's a fantastic cigar. Now, Willie, I cannot end this hour with you unless we talk about the Liga Privada 10-year anniversary. That is a very, very unique cigar, the way that it's packaged, the old Cuban pigtail. Can't get enough of those, Willie.
Brother, that is probably one of the most exciting projects I have done because of the name Liga Privada. And it's got such a reputation that the pressure was on to create something that people would not say, this sucks. This ain't Liga. So it was very hard. It took over a year and a half to create that blend. It took so long that, because initially we got samples of the wrappers for that cigar, and it took so long for me to get something that I really loved that by the time I nailed it, the growing season had passed with the growers, and that is the reason for the delay in that cigar coming out. By the time I nailed it down that we went back to him, the growing season had passed, so we had to wait for the following growing season for him to plant it, to then, you know, cultivate, for us to then get it, ferment it, process it, to be able to get it ready for the cigar.
Yeah, and that's got some very nice San Andrean Otapa Negra Corte Capote. So you got some nice spice on that. You got some Nicaraguan, Honduran in there, Connecticut. Yeah. It's a great cigar, and 10,000 cigars. That's it, man. When they're gone, they are gone.
Well, initially it's gonna be very limited like that because the initial run is gonna be with, you know, the initial.
Willie, I gotta cut it short because we're up against the time. But we'll definitely talk more about it. Send my regards to Sandy, Willie Herrera, Master Blender, Drew Estate Cigars. Great having you on, my friend. As always, Cigar Dave, the general saying, may your humidor always be full, may your cutter always be sharp, may your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure, long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Willie, we're going to do this again because we could go about 5 hours with you. There's so much great things to talk about coming out of Drew Estate.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Nothing is more extreme than the Democrats' plan to completely take over American energy and completely destroy America's economy through their new $100 trillion Green New Deal.
And Mr. Trump says he thinks Democrats should continue to push that idea.
I want them to embrace this plan. I want them to go and sell this plan. I just want to be the Republican that runs against them. Could that be?
All that and more in a two-hour-plus speech at the CPAC annual meeting in Oxon, Maryland on Saturday. Saturday was also coming out day for Bernie Sanders. The Vermont senator kicked off his presidential campaign for the Democratic nomination. He spoke in Brooklyn, New York, where he was born. He said the working class roots from him separate himself from President Trump, who also grew up in New York City.
I did not come from a family that gave me a $200,000 allowance every year beginning at the age of three. As I recall, my allowance was 25 cents a week.
The 2016 presidential candidate, presidential contender, that is, pledged to fight for economic, social, racial, and environmental justice, as well as continuing his so-called political revolution. America's newest capsule for astronauts rocketed into space Saturday morning toward the International Space Station. It'll dock on Sunday. It's a prelude to taking people up on board later this year. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump calling on China to remove its tariffs on some U.S. farm products.
President Trump made a point of saying that he is asking China to remove tariffs on U.S. farm goods like beef and pork because he says the trade talks between the two countries are moving along nicely. He delayed this month's plan to increase tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports. The Trump administration began slapping import taxes on Chinese goods last year to pressure Beijing into changing its trade policies.
That is Jackie Quinn reporting. 20-time Grand Slam champion Roger Federer became just the second male tennis player to win 100 tour-level tournament titles in the professional era Saturday when he beat Stefanos Tsitsipas in the finals of the Dubai Championship. Jimmy Connors is the only other player, male player to reach that milestone when he ended his career on 109 titles. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Authorities say a Pennsylvania councilman wearing a ski mask stole more than $16,000 in prescription opioids from a drugstore.
Berks County District Attorney's Office says Kirk Mullen was arrested Friday and charged with robbery, theft, possession, intent to distribute, and more. The 34-year-old is a member of the West Reading Borough Council. who has been in office since last year. Police say Mullen robbed the West Reading drugstore on February 19th. They said he was not found to have a weapon. He's accused of stealing nearly $16,400 worth of pain medication. Patrick Foss reporting.
Subaru recalling over a million vehicles in the U.S. because the brake lights may not illuminate properly. Certain Forester, Impreza, and Crosstrek vehicles are being recalled. Automaker says it's only had 33 reports of problems in the U.S., but they will notify auto owners and fix the problem. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's going to be a big show as the president has just touched down in Vietnam. We have not seen him yet, but Air Force One has the stairs there. The door is open, and we expect him to come down any moment. A lot of drama, there's no trauma. But in about 10 minutes, he was supposed to be there, so he's there just ahead of time. Kim Jong-un has already arrived in Vietnam via a train that they said went 40 miles an hour, fully armored up, took 3 days, but he is ready to go. Today, the president will meet with the Vietnamese president. Meanwhile, we'll discuss that. They're on vacations, but it's not the only story by a long shot. With me in studio is the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, fresh off doing a special with me. He was our lead guest. Did an incredible job, and Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, now a resident of Texas, former congressman from Florida, who, by the way, spent some considerable time in the Army in South Korea. So we'll be discussing that with him this hour, so let's begin.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. No one else has even tried. So people are like, oh, it's unrealistic, oh, it's vague, oh, it doesn't address this little minute thing, and I'm like, you try. Until you do it, I'm the boss.
Our planet is going to be a disaster if we don't turn this ship around. I think young people to have a legitimate question. You know, is it okay to still have children?
Exactly. And she is definitely the voice of wisdom. Green Deal, the impossible, irresponsible, delusional deal that's dividing the Democratic Party. Now we have the cost. And can I add a new boss? Also, a new poll ranks what matters most to voters in 2020. And I'll tell you what, they are not what you think they are. And the number two is health care. Number one, the economy. Number 17 is climate change. We'll find out. I want to know what you think are your top three.
Number two.
This is going to be one of the indelible visual images of this story. Now, will that change the outcome? I don't know. Certainly, as we remember this whole scandal, Cohen's public testimony will be a landmark in that.
Michael Cohen, Wall Street Journal has the story today of what he'll say, and he says he's going to say the president's done things on his taxes that aren't good, has not paid what he should, says things that he shouldn't have about his practices over the last 10 years. Question, will Congress suddenly believe a convicted liar? Today, he speaks behind closed doors. Tomorrow, it'll be front and center.
Number one.
I think we can have a very good summit. I think we'll have a very tremendous summit. We want denuclearization. And I think you'll have a country that will set a lot of records for speed in terms of an economy.
That's true. And they see Vietnam as the potential next North Korea if they try to put a market-based economy into their command, the absolute monarchy they're in the middle of now. Super Summit 2, day one is underway. The president has touched down in Vietnam. Kim's train is in, and the president has now walked down the stairs, is greeting his delegation one by one. He looks great, ready to go. Keep in mind that he's been on that plane for hours, but that's not like any other plane. Joining us now in studio, Governor Greg Abbott of the great state of Texas. Governor, have you been on Air Force One?
I have.
So that is like that's a house, right? You can shower on there. You can walk the treadmill on there, right?
It's unbelievable. The time I had to fly on it was in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. The president was in the state of Texas. I met him in Corpus Christi. We flew from Corpus to other locations in the state of Texas. And I flew in the president's office with the president. We got to talk about what was going on across the great state of Texas.
He really has great respect for you. He should, especially I think you guys got kind of close during the floods, right, during the storms.
We did. And listen, he wanted to help out. But also, there's one challenge after another. We see him all the time. You may not know about it. I just got back from Washington, D.C. We were with him for the National Governors Association in Washington, D.C. He spoke to us. We met, had dinner with him, black tie dinner at the White House just two nights ago. Wow. And he talked about this trip that was upcoming, going over to meet with Kim Jong-un.
Right now, we're watching video as the President of the United States walking by himself, actually with the Vietnamese leader, and they're walking straight up the red carpet as we'd scripted. He's getting more and more comfortable in these situations, and I think he thrives knowing the spotlight's there. Anyone who knows the President knows that, and he loves the drama, and he loves to make sure there's maximum coverage of it. And now he's about to get in his limo and pull off the tarmac. So when the President was talking about things that matter most to you, thing you're comfortable about saying, a couple of things. He's very optimistic about a trade deal with China that's going to reconfigure the relationships. How would that affect people in Texas?
Oh, it's enormous for Texas in multiple ways. One, of course, agriculture. Agriculture is hugely important in the state of Texas. Two, Texas has a great need for steel for the oil and gas sector. Three, Texas has led the nation in exports for 16 years in a row, and China will be one of those. Texas is now helping the United States be the lead producer in oil and gas in the nation, and we will be exporting a lot of that to places like China.
But in your, I know you're worried about now and you have a term, but for the American people and for his legacy, it's going to be a reconfiguring of the relationship, not a buying spree. Do you think that, have you heard anything beyond buying spree that gives you reason for hope?
Well, of course, there's a keen focus on intellectual property as well as cybersecurity. These are two enormous challenges, and the president is working more than any other president has to try to rein in the conduct by China as it concerns ripping off intellectual property as well as interrupting commerce in the United States through cybersecurity.
So when you talk about one of America's great assets, it has suddenly become fuel. I remember being in fifth and sixth grade and hearing, seeing the lines, the gas lines, and saying, you know, we're hostage to OPEC. And then with Watergate, inflation of 14%, interest rates of 14%, it looked grim. But things have changed, and Texas has so much to do with that. When you hear Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talk about this, does it worry you?
No one else has even tried. So people are like, oh, it's unrealistic. Oh, it's vague. Oh, it doesn't address this little minute thing. And I'm like, you try. You do it. Because you're not. Because you're not.
She's talking about it.
Until you do it, I'm the boss.
She's the boss. And she is... wants a green technology, no more fossil fuels within the next 10 years. She wants to retrofit every single building in the country, as well as give everybody a job and universal health care. Destroy the insurance destroy the health care industry, private insurance, and destroy fossil fuel industry. What are the chances?
$93 trillion.
$93 trillion.
Where does she come up with $93 trillion?
We don't have a choice. The world's going to end in 10 years.
Well, if it's going to end in 10 years, we might as well enjoy it.
So you think it's a joke, right? Surprised how many Democrats are buying into this?
Well, no, I think it's fabulous because so many Democrats are buying into it, and it's captivating all these candidates who are running for president. So I believe the Green New Deal is the permanent red deal because what the Democrats are doing will make sure that people across the United States of America will realize that the only sane party out there is going to be the Republicans.
Right. The socialists, the Green Deal, and the abortion after birth have changed the dynamic of what the president's stump speech is going to be about.
Yeah, the far leftists have found a way to go even farther left. And it's insane, as you point out, on the abortion issue, is now turned into infanticide. On the Green New Deal, listen, it's impossible. It's physically and mathematically impossible to live up to the Green New Deal. And let me tell you this one last thing, because this is pretty cool, and it shows, it completely debunks what people like Ocasio-Cortez are talking about, and that is Texas has led the nation in oil and gas production. Texas is leading the way, so the United States is now energy independent. But at the very same time, over the past 10 years, Texas has reduced nitrogen oxide, which is one of these pollutants, by 45%. We've done the equivalent of taking 85 million passenger vehicles off the road so we can produce more oil and gas while at the same time being environmentally clean.
See, you're not saying there's no issue. You're saying be responsible, but do it in a way that doesn't destroy the economy, and there's not everything is settled science.
And get this. Listen, as we all know, it's not America that's the lead polluter or the lead challenge to greenhouse gases. It is China. It is India. And what Texas is doing by production of natural gas and shipping it overseas, we are helping these emerging economies wean themselves off of coal right. and use clean-burning natural gas.
You're kind enough to be here because you're recruiting some New York City major firms to come here. They're interested in coming to Texas like so many other people. I've seen it up close and personal the many times I've been there. I just was down with you on the border battle. So I want to bring it to what the president's doing. He declared a state of emergency after only getting $1.4 billion to build the barrier. And by the way, it's going in your state first. Here's what he said. Cut 29.
But we're going to be pretty soon having well over a couple of hundred miles of wall up. We don't have to go 2,000. We never planned on going 2,000. It's 2,000 from the Gulf to the Pacific. It's 2,000 miles. But you have many natural boundaries, including really tough waters, which you don't need the wall. We have very, very rugged mountain areas, which you don't need the wall.
So you are building the 22 miles now, right?
Right.
Where?
Right. In the Rio Grande Valley.
That's where it's needed most.
Well, that's the most vulnerable sector right now. There are other vulnerable sectors, and that's where additional wall components will be built.
Are you replacing or are you adding?
Both. Part will be added. Part are replacements. Part are gap fillers.
When I go to look at the Texas polls, they're almost 50-50 in people for the barrier, against the barrier. Why? Is it because the word wall, if the question was fence or barrier, would that be a different result?
You know, you're spot on, and it's what happens in polls all the time. It depends on how you word the poll. If it were from one end of Texas to the other end of Texas, a pure wall that would go over the mountainous region, parts of the border, people would be against it. If it is used for strategic purposes to make sure that we are able to prevent the drug cartels from penetrating the border, people are in favor of it. So if the poll question were asked the right way, a majority of Texans would strongly support it.
I want you to hear what Beto O'Rourke said. This is what's confusing for us New Yorkers, others in the Northeast or the Midwest. We say, okay, there's a problem at the border. Isn't there? Wait a second. Here's Beto O'Rourke, who grew up in this area and represented this area in El Paso. Cut 34.
It's hard to make a rational case for an emergency declaration or troops on the border or any amount of additional border walls or border fencing or steel slats. The border has never been as safe and secure as it is now.
You know, would you, if you could, would you take the wall down now, here?
Yes.
Like you have a wall.
Absolutely.
Governor Greg Abbott of Texas.
I'm going to make that rational case. The rational case is we have more than 300,000 people coming across the Texas border each year right now. We have drugs that are coming across the border that are very dangerous. We have cartels operating across the border, bringing people here through human trafficking. It is a dangerous place. We saw it just a couple of weeks ago in Eagle Pass, Texas, where in Piedra Negra, on the Mexican side, a caravan came up, and I had to deploy Texas Department of Public Safety officers as well as the National Guard to make sure that we were doing everything we can to secure the border. We have seen in Texas that you can call it walls or fences, whatever you want to call it, they have worked in the state of Texas.
So why? What is Beto O'Rourke thinking?
He's trying to appeal to the very far left fringe of the Democrat Party.
All right. You're in New York City, And because there's a lot of major firms in a great city, they can wondering if they could maximize their profit and future and increase the quality of life by going to Texas. What is your pitch?
Well, it's easy. Listen, I was invited here to explain why Texas would be better, and that is the high taxes that already exist on the finance industry in New York are growing even higher, and so there's no way they can continue to make a profit they have in the past. In Texas, we don't have the types of income taxes that exist here in New York, and as we speak right now in our session, I'm working to cut taxes in Texas even more. So the cost of doing business, whether it be through taxes or through regulation, are far lower in Texas.
You and Rick Scott were in a competition to recruit, and before you, Governor Perry, your predecessor, to recruit companies. What are the numbers?
The numbers are this, and that is every year I've been governor, Texas has been ranked number one in the United States of America for new job creation and for economic development.
How does Texas view what New York did to Amazon?
Well, listen, it was a form of hostility about Amazon. Listen, Texas is the converse. We want businesses to come to the great state of Texas. We have the best environment for doing business. In fact, Amazon has been growing right and left in the state of Texas. But also, while the Amazon deal was announced, there was a huge Apple deal that was announced in the state of Texas. While the Amazon deal was announced, the sixth largest company in the United States, McKesson, moved its headquarters from California to Texas. And so we see business operations like this happen all the time. People are coming to the state of Texas because it is the best place in America to do business.
With all the pressure the president's under, how would you characterize him the last couple of days?
He made several presentations to us, one during dinner. Another was a long presentation in front of all the governors. And he was calm, cool, and explained exactly what he was trying to achieve in the United States, both with regard to keeping the country secure, but also working with the governors for the economy. He's still focused on making sure the economy remains strong.
Every state matters. Every job matters. Governor Abbott, it's been great getting to know you. We spend some quality time together on TV, radio, and doing our special in San Antonio.
Good to have you in Texas. You're always welcome back.
Best of luck in New York. If you have any problem with the subway map, let me know. All right, 1-866-408-7669. Back with your calls in just a moment. Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
When is the perfect time to make something happen for your small business? The answer is always right now. Introducing the Right Now sale from Vistaprint, where you can get 50% off any one item to promote your business and save up to $100. Choose a fresh stack of postcards, a standout banner, or whatever you need most. Why not? It's 50% off, but only until March 3rd. Own the now with the Right Now sale and get 50% off any one item at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code Why Not. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Why Not. Restrictions apply. See website for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Irvin Schatzmeri composed the theme for this extremely successful spoof of the James Bond spy show fad of the 1960s. During its four-year run, Get Smart won set, including three for the inept Agent 86 himself, Maxwell Smart, played by Don Adams. The developers and writers for the first parody to ever hit the top 15 shows of the year were none other than Mel Brooks and Buck Henry.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
He's the one who was best friends with this fellow for 10 years. If he's so terrible, why was Donald Trump working with him so closely for 10 years? So the idea that you can somehow dismiss everything he says, you know, without corroboration, I wouldn't go overboard on that concept. I mean, it is significant to have someone who was so close to the president testify under oath.
And that's part of the split screen we're going to be experiencing over the next 2 days. Welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade. Michael Cohen is entered the building. He's going to be in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee behind closed doors. And tomorrow, he'll be front and center in the Oversight Committee in front of the House. Michael Cohen, the longtime 10-year attorney for the President of the United States, kind of a fixer guy who's out there to get new business and threaten media members not to write negative stories. But now he's flipped. He's going to jail for lying for multiple reasons. He's got 8 federal crimes, tax evasion, making false statements to authorities, as well as one also lying to Congress. He is going to get some tough questions from Republicans and some easy questions from Democrats. And the overriding question is, why do we believe you now? Publicly, we understand, according to the Wall Street Journal, he'll accuse the president of criminal conduct while in office, inflating and deflating his personal worth and business worth in order to avoid paying property taxes. Oh, I'm sure big businessmen never do that. He's the first. Behind the scenes accounts of working for Trump, he's going to call about lies, racism, and cheating. So he obviously wants to pay back the president. president who's been vicious towards him because he flipped on him. He's a bad lawyer that got himself bent into a pretzel, legal pretzel from Avenatti, because he did not know how to handle some out-of-court settlements with at least two relationships the president may or may not have had. He'll get questions on, he says the president questioned the intelligence of blacks. He criticized lifestyles of different people. You can imagine that. Now, keep in mind, on the other side, Republicans are going to come back at him. They're going to say, why should we believe you now? Who is paying you legal fees? Why, and I guess this is a leading question, why did you fire your previous attorney, Guy Petrillo, and question his own personal conduct that has nothing to do with President Trump? Remember what he did with his medallions. Remember how he was trading off the presidency, trying to help major companies, pharmaceutical companies and others, saying, if you give me money, I'll personally lobby the president for you. The president knew nothing about that. But he does know a lot of things, and he could make things embarrassing for the president. And to split that screen and for Democrats to roll him out shows this is bare-knuckle brawling. And it actually is not in the own personal interest, the own national interest of our country, because so much is legitimately at stake with the North Korea talks as we begin round two. We'll talk about all that and more with Alan West in just a moment.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
I have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product. I have to consider the fact that
you have to fit in line with the company's image. You have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio. Is almost incredible limitation on a person's music, and I really find it very degrading personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A wonderful dad from Cincinnati, Ohio, makes the Dean's List for building a snow fort for all of his children to play in. Gregory Eichhorn and his wife are the proud parents of 9 kids, all of whom are adopted and or have special needs. So when their home was blanketed in snow, Greg built a massive igloo for his kids to play in. Not only that, he added a little nook at the base of the tower so that his 2 kids in wheelchairs could join in on the fun.
We just really want to be super inclusive and want them to have the good parts of our childhood that we had as well.
A friend of the family posted photos of the snow fort to social media, and the sweet pictures have generated thousands of comments praising the dad for his simple labor of love. They also hope their parenting will inspire other families to adopt special needs children.
Our adopted children make our lives better, and we want other people to consider that for their lives because there's a huge need for that.
Thank you, Eichhorn family, for sharing your story. You all made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
You can't trust a word he's saying. I mean, this guy's so delusional. He actually said he started the Trump presidential campaign in 2011 when he created some website. And he's also arguing with the Southern District of New York attorneys. He said he never even wanted a job in the White House when the Southern District of New York attorneys said he definitely wanted a job in the White House and talked to all kinds of people about it. So I don't think you can believe anything he says.
Is it that big of a deal that he wanted a job and said he didn't? On the surface, in that actual topic, no. But the fact that he wasn't candid leads you to believe he still there's areas in which he's not candid. He did not even really admit to the bank fraud. Joining us now is Congressman Ralph Norman. He must have felt the frustration as a member of the Oversight Committee. He had a chance to question him as well. Congressman, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
My pleasure, Brian. Thank you so much.
So, Congressman, what did you gain from this, from that 8 hours?
Brian, it was a showcase of a kangaroo court gone wrong. I mean, look at the timing. The fact that the president was overseas, 8,000 miles away.
Well, whose fault was that, Congressman? Because I get conflicting reports. Was it because of his shoulder surgery and they didn't realize it? Or was this – do you know for sure it was done on purpose?
Well, it's just ironic. How would you be able to coordinate the day the president is hopefully making a deal with a country that's posed a nuclear threat and something like Michael Cohen, who, I mean, other than Fox News, the Michael Cohen in that 7 hours has taken up all of CNN, MSNBC, and to a large extent ABC and NBC. But no, it was a kangaroo court, and as Jim Jordan said, he's a fraud.
Well, he did point out, you know, if he was going to come out, he says, well, listen, the president inflated and deflated his income in order to pay as little taxes as possible. Pointed out some things about buying a portrait through his foundation. So are those things going to now occupy the Oversight Committee, do you know? It seemed like the line of questioning was the next person to come up is going to be the CFO, and then it's going to be his family.
Well, Brian, here's how this hearing was billed. Michael Cohen was going to be the bombshell guy that drops the bad news on President Trump to validify the Mueller investigation. Well, what did he have? I mean, he says he's got boxes of information. I haven't seen it. We saw his 30-minute opening statement 15 minutes before I walked in the hearing. And you saw the line of questions for Democrats. They just despise this president so much. And, you know, for him to disparage a man he worked for decades.
It's unbelievable.
Which he could have left at any time, and he didn't do it. And to call him a fraud, a racist, a cheat, he's the one that wiretapped the president and didn't tell him. How honest is that?
Hey, how about this, Congressman? He wiretapped over 100 people, 100 times, got hundreds of tapes. What kind of lawyer does that?
Well, he just got caught. Now, I will say that the only emotion he showed is when I think the Chairman Cummings mentioned him seeing his daughter with braces, and he teared up on that. But otherwise, I was telling Congressman Higgins, he's unrepentant. He really is. He just got caught. He's trying to cut a deal to have less time. He could have got 70 years. He's getting 36 months at that. He admitted to wanting to write a book, and the guy's a con artist, and I just he has no remorse. And how do you believe him? Why would we bring somebody in that, one, is going to prison on lying to Congress, which he's done previously, and then all the other things on top of it?
I want to bring you to something else he did say, and he would not, for some reason, he did jump to conclusions. I think that Don Jr. walked behind the desk and said something about the Trump Tower meeting. I'm not sure. I didn't hear it directly. But he didn't say there was any type of collusion. And that struck out to the president a few hours ago in an interview that's going to air tonight on Sean Hannity's television show, Cut 16.
As far as Cohn is concerned, he's convicted. He's a liar. He's defrauded at a high level. He's got a lot of problems. And, you know, it was very interesting because he lied so much. I watched some of it. I actually was able to watch some of it. He lied so much, and yet he said, when it came to collusion, the whole hoax with the Russia collusion,
right.
It's just a witch hunt hoax, and very, by the way, very, very bad for our country, because it really stops you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. He said no collusion.
So is that interesting? I mean, that must have disappointed Democrats. Did you talk to them after, and did they express that to you?
No. After 7 hours, everybody kind of dispersed. I'd had enough of what they had to say from the Democrats, which was all anti-Trump. And that was the bombshell. The good news about all this is, you know, that's what he did admit under oath. There was no collusion. Now, if he had had a scintilla of any evidence of collusion, don't think he wouldn't have played it, because I think he's in it for, again, a book deal. I think he wants to cut his sentence. And it was pretty obvious throughout the whole 7 hours that we sat there that it was trying to disparage a man that he worked for. And all of a sudden now, and I think like Jim Jordan said, he didn't get his job in the White House. That's what he wanted. Even during the test, during the background information, he wanted to be mayor. So the guy's all over the board as a disjointed interview with questions that from the left side just centered on Donald Trump, and from our side we tried to ask questions that at least were pertinent, not that we believed him on anything.
Did you buy that the check was a campaign finance violation, $35,000?
Well, I don't buy anything he says. I mean, you know, that was what's being purported this morning as being the big bombshell about, Stormy Daniels and Karen McDonald. That's old news. Now, the checks, who knows what they're for? Whatever he says they're for, I don't believe it. They weren't made out to Stormy Daniels, nor were they made out to Karen McDonald. But the bottom line is, that's all he had. Really? And we spent 7 hours with that, other than calling him names, which is just disappointing, to say the least.
All right. Congressman, thanks so much for your time. The President of the United States was disappointed but not disheartened as he left Vietnam today. And then, of course, he's got his former attorney testifying against him at home. But in a couple of weeks, he could be at Mar-a-Lago signing a Titanic trade deal with China. A lot going on, Congressman. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Brian. Thank you so much.
All right. When we come back, the Secretary of Energy, Rick Perry, will be joining us. He is also the former long-term governor of Texas. He had that job for 14 years. He took over for Bush 43 when he became president of the United States. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show on a wonderful Thursday. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
Messaging data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
This is Fox on Justice. The arrest of one-time Trump advisor Roger Stone has talking heads once again talking about collusion. The charges include language about someone in the Trump campaign reaching out to Stone to find out what kind of dirt WikiLeaks might have on the Clinton campaign. Let's assume for a moment that this happened. The president says,
there's been no collusion.
And even if there was, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, asserts,
collusion is not a crime.
Giuliani is correct. There is no crime called collusion, but there is a crime called conspiracy. A conspiracy is when more than one person works together on something illegal. So if people in the Trump campaign were in cahoots with Russians or WikiLeaks, say they coordinated the timing of the release of hacked emails, lawyers say that might be a criminal conspiracy, but there's been no solid evidence that such a conspiracy occurred. The final word on that may yet rest with special counsel Robert Mueller. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Created by the producers of The Cosby Show, Home Improvement starred actor-comedian Tim Allen as a TV fix-it show host who wasn't that gifted at home repairs. It also starred Patricia Richardson as his wife, future game show host Richard Karn as his sidekick Al, and little-known then Pamela Anderson as full-time girl Lisa. Home Improvement aired from 1991 to 1999.
What are you doing?
Randy's put his pants doing the limbo.
And use a stapler to fix it? That's material on human flesh back there, pal. Let me get my hot glue gun.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
China's advantage is in the amount of data it collects. The more data, the better the AI. Just like the more you know, the smarter you are. China has four times more people than the United States, and they are doing nearly everything online. In America, when personal information leaks, we have congressional hearings, not in China. With a pliant public, the leader of the Communist Party has made a national priority of achieving AI dominance in 10 years.
Well, will it be effective? And that was of course, Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes a short time ago, a couple months ago, talking about AI and how China's getting an advantage. But is that indeed the case? Joining us now, a man who wants to push back on that, the Secretary of Energy himself, former long-term governor of Texas, Rick Perry. Mr. Secretary, welcome back.
Brian, it's good to be with you. And let me tell you, it is a race. It is a contest. We know who our competitor is. Now, the good news is this. The five of the 10 fastest supercomputers in the world belong to the Department of Energy. Number one, number two, and number three fastest in the world belong to DOE in the United States. So Oak Ridge National Lab, Lawrence Livermore National Lab, and Argonne National Lab. So we are at the top of the mountain at the moment, but realizing that the Chinese spend massive amounts of money, they're really focused on this. As we reach exascale speeds en route towards quantum computing, this is a very serious and a very real race, but we're holding our own, and I expect America to win the race ultimately. But it's going to require, you know, pretty substantial resources and focus, but we have both.
Mr. Secretary, tell me how the Department of Energy is using AI. Besides trying to win the race, and why wouldn't you, how does it practically, how does something so futuristic help you practically?
Well, let me give you some, you don't think about the Department of Energy and, well, not being involved in the medical field. You may think about us as being, you know, we go promote LNG, we're fossil fuel promoters, we've got the renewable side of things, the efficiencies, all of those different things, nuclear power, that very clean source of power, hydro, and we do all of those. That's absolutely part of what the Department of Energy's portfolio has. But we also have a focus on mental health, brain science, and we do it through these supercomputers and in partnership with, for instance, University of California, San Francisco, Dr. Jeffrey Manley out there, who's the head of their neuroscience department, working with our supercomputers, coming up with ways to address traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress, and they're making massive inroads into that, coming up with new answers to challenges that they just couldn't get to before because you couldn't manage that much data. Let me give you an exact instance of a result. Dr. Manley's come up with a device that where about the size of an iPad, twice as thick, you take a drop of blood from an individual who's been traumatically impacted, brain injury potentially, a drop of that individual's blood on a slide, put in the side of this device, in 10 minutes, it will give you definitively the answer of whether that individual has been concussed. Now, let me tell you, Brian, from the standpoint of an individual, not only literally their life, but the rest of their lives, if you send them to the wrong hospital for treatment, you misdiagnose this issue of a concussion. So that is a real-life result of projects that are going on at the Department of Energy. You think about whether you're a soccer mom who's had a child who's been concussed, and you're really worried about her future. You've got a battlefield injury. You had a car accident. I can promise you the NFL is very interested in that type of,
they should
of
be.
Technology.
So I want to tell you what you're up against, and I'm sure you know, but let's share it with the audience. This aired on 60 Minutes in January. This person's a venture capitalist, Chinese, Kai-Fu Lee, Cup 51.
There are those, particularly people in the West, who worry about this AI technology as being something that governments will use to control their people and to crush dissent.
That as a venture capitalist, we don't invest in this area, and we're not studying deeply this particular problem.
But governments do.
It's certainly possible for governments to use the technologies just like companies.
So people listening might be a little fearful of the self-driving car and other things that might be out of your control, or certain things that might be used to breach your privacy.
Well, I hope the American people realize that this administration not only has great respect for our personal privacy, but is really focused on the progressive, popular, and I might add, issues that are important to the American people with what we develop. You know, I put folks who get a little bit nervous about the government being involved in things like artificial intelligence in the same category as folks who may say, well, we're not going to give our children vaccines because of some you know, somebody on a website somewhere says, oh, you know, it puts X into your child's body. Let's use real life examples of like this technology that's coming out to save people's lives, to make people's lives better on the traumatic brain injury side, not to be, you know, deflected by all of the hokum that comes from somebody pushing a story out there on the social media to see how many people they can get to get a knee-jerk reaction. I'm excited about the potential. Artificial intelligence and machine learning has the ability to find the cures for cancer, for Alzheimer's. I mean, billions of dollars worth of cost to this country on the healthcare side of things that our supercomputers are going to be able to help find the answers to and alleviate the cost of those for the future of America.
You always make things exciting, whether you're running Texas or you're running the Department of Energy. So Governor, Mr. Secretary, let me expand the questioning a little bit. The new Green Deal, it's basically going to eliminate all fossil fuels, all the natural gas, and stop us from being the number one energy producer in the world. Are you signing on?
This is a really interesting one. I made the example that this is a bunch of kids who've never been on the playground before. They've never even been on the field of play before. They're sitting on the sidelines, and they're saying, well, here's what I can do. Let's do this zero emissions in 10 years. All right, let's all go do that. Not having any idea the cost of that. The Green New Deal, $93 trillion. I mean, Brian, this on its face makes it a fantasy. And the good news is America's reducing emissions. Since the high of 1997 until 2017, you have our electric power industry in the United States reducing sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide by 88% and 76%. I mean, America's leading the world in emissions. Texas is now producing more renewable energy percentage-wise than the European Union. We ought to be getting celebrated instead of these cockamamie ideas that are coming out of left field. And it seems like a bunch of kids that are I'm gonna one-up you and come up with even a crazier idea.
Yeah, I mean, mostly have nuclear energy, which is the cleanest of all, and Democrats hate it.
Yeah, it's really fascinating, and America is at a crossroads. We have put regulations on our nuclear energy for decades. This isn't just the current raft of folks that are working on this Clean New Deal or even the last administration. This has been going on for some time, and the cost of that regulation is putting America at a real disadvantage from the ability to have civil nuclear energy, not just in this country but around the world. Here's the dilemma. If America loses its place as the leader in civil nuclear power, then the non-proliferation of nuclear materials will take a major hit globally because China and Russia don't care about that. So keeping America in the civil nuclear weapons, the civil nuclear energy arena is really, really important. And I mentioned weapons because if we don't stay as a leader in the civil nuclear side of things from an energy standpoint, we will lose the supply chain and the intellectual capital to keep America where it needs to be in the nuclear weapons arena, which is what clearly sends the message that don't mess with America.
And we're up against a heartbreak, but are you really enjoying this, Mr. Secretary?
Most interesting job I've ever had in my life. Not the best job. That would be the governor of Texas.
Right. And who knows, you might one day be in that Oval Office too. Secretary of Energy Rick Perry, thanks so much for your time. We talked about the future and we talked about now. Thanks so much, Mr. Secretary. Listen, this is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to briankilmeade.com, order Kilmeade Condensed. It recaps every show, goes right to your email box, just like this one.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people was complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations, because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. The Trump administration is increasingly speaking out against socialism in the run-up to the 2020 election. The latest from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In his State of the Union address and in other speeches, President Trump portrayed Democrats who embrace socialist policies as out of step with ordinary Americans. This week at CPAC, Vice President Pence said the choice in 2020 is between freedom and socialism.
The moment America becomes a socialist country is the moment that America ceases to be America.
A Gallup poll from last August found that 37% of Americans feel positive about socialism. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, President Trump spoke on Saturday, denounced socialism, among other things, the Mueller investigation, the Democrats' Green New Deal, all their extremist ideas. The president speaking to the CPAC group for over 2 hours. Rain, snow, and bitter cold out to some areas of the country over the weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says a cold air front hitting portions of Montana and the Dakotas will affect the rest of the country. He also says the snowfall will be heavy for parts of the East Coast on Sunday evening into the Monday morning rush hour.
Some of the high snowfall totals we're expecting are going to be from northeastern Pennsylvania into southern New York, southern New England, where anywhere from 8 to 12 inches is expected.
Senator Bernie Sanders back in the Democratic primary race. He tossed his hat in on Saturday, officially kicking off his rally in Brooklyn, New York, not far from where he was born. He said he plans to continue the revolution that he started 40 years ago, and he said he would campaign on social and racial injustice, among other things. He said this is a campaign of the people and not a campaign of Bernie Sanders. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The business of retail continues to be challenging, as we hear from George Bonzani.
The National Retail Federation has predicted a $3.8 trillion retail marketplace this year. Financial analyst Hillary Kramer, in cooperation with Salem Media, says that companies are trying to find the right formula to retain profitability.
There's been too many shifts in the trend toward online buying, but there's also been the shift in trends and tastes.
In the headlines this past week, clothing retailer The Gap will be spinning off Old Navy while retaining Banana Republic and others to form a yet-to-be-named company. JCPenney will be closing more stores but taking on new executive leadership. George Bonzani reporting.
A 44-year-old Eastern Pennsylvania school bus driver facing charges after police allege that she drove erratically while under the influence of alcohol with 26 juveniles on board, then abandoned the students and the bus at a gas station. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Applause broke out at a New Orleans courtroom when a judge declared a woman not guilty in the shooting death of her husband in 2005.
State District Judge Arthur Hutter ruled Friday that the shooting of Ronaldo Curley by Katina Curley was justifiable. Last year, Louisiana Supreme Court overturned the woman's 2007 second-degree murder conviction. She was then freed on bond after serving 11 years of a life sentence. The high court last year said Curley's trial attorney should have called an expert on battered women syndrome. Ronaldo Curley had documented history of beating his wife. Patrick Foss reporting.
2018, a pretty good year for lobster fishermen in Maine, hauling in more than 119 million pounds of the state's signature seafood. That's an increase over 2017. Seafood big business in Maine. Value of the 2018 catch, more than $484 million. Total value for all Maine seafood, more than $637 million, second highest on record. More at townhall.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's going to be a big hour, and it's been a wild week with the president of Vietnam and the dramatics with Michael Cohen here, and it's three straight days of testimony, which will not end with three. There'll be at least some more, as well as the other breaking news in and around the Trump family, as well as the Trump administration. While he continues to roll up great numbers with the economy, and more Democrats continue to roll out campaigns, thinking he's vulnerable, they're in for an awakening. Andy McCarthy standing by. I want to find out about the legal jeopardy that Michael Cohen may have caused this administration and this Trump organization. We'll get the facts. And we'll also be joined by Rudy Giuliani at the bottom of the hour. I believe this is the first time the president's attorney has been heard since Michael Cohen spoke. So buckle up. Let's get going.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
If true, it's bad. And it's bad in this respect. Having family in the administration is a very tough thing to deal with. It's much more difficult for a president who is also a father-in-law to be objective about his son-in-law and his daughter.
The New York Times is reporting President Trump ordered his chief of staff, John Kelly, to grant his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, their top secret clearance when it was taken away. White House counsel Don McGahn didn't want that to happen. Somehow these memos have leaked out. We'll find out what they're saying and if there any legal jeopardy involved.
Number two.
President Trump did the right thing by walking away and not cutting a poor deal for the sake of a photo op.
He walked away in North Korea, in Vietnam, from a North Korean deal and is actually getting praise, even though it's left-handed compliments from the left. President Trump decides the deal with North Korea is better than the deal they offered, so he leaves empty-handed. But it's probably not over. What North Korea is saying, and why I do not think there should be a third summit.
Number one.
Today, new information was developed that really could be game-changing. And the development of this new information is the reason that he's coming back next Wednesday.
Yeah, Lanny Davis, the Clinton attorney, who's now working with Michael Cohen. The Cohen chaos continues. His testimony leaves him vulnerable as his lies reemerge, but so does the trail of controversy as his accusations lead to scrutiny of the Trump family, their business, and their executives. And with me right now is Andy McCarthy, best-selling author, contributing editor at the National Review, Fox News contributor. Andy, first off, I'm so glad you're on the line. I need you full-time now. I don't know what your retainer would be with all these legal cases. Maybe I can't afford you. But what type of legal...
I'll have to retain Rudy. You have him after me, right?
Right, absolutely. Andy, what is the biggest concern you would have if you were the president or the Trump executive in the Trump organization?
Yeah, it's really amazing, Brian, that while we're on tenterhooks waiting for the Mueller report, the whole collusion with Russia narrative and the fear that the special counsel would find some conspiracy seems to have sort of faded away. And the real action right now is in my old office where Rudy hired me to be a prosecutor, the Southern District of New York. That's, I think, where the real jeopardy is for the president right now.
Why?
Well, we already know that Cohen pled guilty to two campaign finance violations and implicated the president when he pled guilty. Those are the hush money payments to the two women who claimed to have had affairs with Trump.
But you already told me, Andy, the out is, listen, I wanted to save my marriage.
Yeah, no. You wanted me to lay out what the problem is. I'm not saying he doesn't have defenses, Brian. Let's be clear. I'm going to tell you what I think the jeopardy is. I'm not saying that that he doesn't have cards to play, but, you know, when you're being investigated by prosecutors, you want to know what the lay of the land is, right?
Yep.
So he's clearly being investigated for that. We found out at the beginning of last month that the Southern District of New York also has an investigation into the Trump inaugural fund, which they are looking at for in purposes of money laundering and possible campaign finance fraud. We know that because there was reporting on the subpoenas that went to the fund and its managers. So we know that's on the table. Cohen was asked in his testimony. Now, you know, you have to take what he said with a grain of salt, and it's otherwise complicated for reasons I'll get to. But Cohen was asked, do you know of any criminal activity by the president that hasn't been publicly disclosed? He answered that, yes, he did, but that he couldn't discuss what that was because there's a pending Southern District of New York investigation into it in which Cohen claimed to be cooperating. Now, to me, that was a major revelation because if you look at the Southern District's sentencing memorandum in Cohen's case, they said that he is not a cooperating witness because he wouldn't agree to tell them everything he knew about his own and other people's criminality. So I was really hoping that somebody at the hearing would ask Cohen if that status has changed and if he's now signed a formal cooperation agreement with the Southern District of New York. Nobody asked him that, so we don't know. But he seemed to indicate that investigation may have something to do with conversations he had with the president after the FBI raided Cohen's residences and office back in, I think it was April of 2018. So at least there was a hint that could involve obstruction, but we're just speculating. All we know, if Cohen is telling the truth, is that there's some other crime out there that they're investigating that we haven't heard about. And then the other thing, Brian, is the president, what came out in the hearing, and of course all of this was already known to prosecutors, but the president structured the reimbursement of Cohen for the Stormy Daniels payment as a stream of payments that were sort of camouflaged to make it look like they were paying a legal retainer rather than reimbursing a debt. And not to get into the legal weeds, but that meant that the president had a pending debt to Cohen that was being repaid in 2017. The problem for him with that is that he did not disclose the debt on his 2017 government ethics required public financial disclosure form. So the government ethics office has referred that matter to the Justice Department for a possible prosecution for filing a false form.
Would they really do that over $35,000? They would really do that over $35,000?
Well, it wouldn't be $35,000. It's $130,000 minus whatever part of it had been paid by the time he filed the form. So I guess it's probably about half of that amount. And would they do it? The issue, Brian, with them would probably be the amount, as you suggest. Even if I'm right that it's more like $65,000, say, than $35,000, it's de minimis as far as his total wealth is concerned. But the problem he has is that they were obviously taking steps to conceal the payment. So this is not something that what they would say is this is not something he forgot about because it was so small compared to his overall wealth. This was something they actually energetically tried to conceal because of the right. nature of what the payment was about.
Here's Adam Schiff yesterday after Michael Cohen spoke behind closed doors to his committee. Cut one.
He was able to shed light on a lot of issues that are very core to our investigation, and we were able to drill down in great detail. None of the questions we had for him went unanswered.
Does that mean anything to you? Am I going to learn something from Wednesday to help him on Thursday?
No, you know, Brian, one of the things that I really objected to about Wednesday, other than the fact that I thought it was really inappropriate to – you know, gratuitously orchestrate this meeting or this hearing at a time when the president – now, I didn't really agree with what he was doing in South Korea, but he is the president's in the country's interest if we could possibly denuclearize North Korea to do it. The president was trying to do it. This was a hearing that had been postponed two or three times before. There was no reason they needed to have it on Wednesday when he was trying to do the country's business, and I thought that was really inappropriate. And part of the reason I think it's so inappropriate is we are learning nothing in these congressional proceedings. Cohen has been cooperating with Mueller's prosecutors and Southern District of New York prosecutors probably since the early summer, at least, of last year. There is nothing that came out in those hearings that was not already known to the Justice Department. We're finding out some of it for the first time, but none of this is new, and none of it needed to be paraded out the way that it was on Wednesday.
All right, just about Michael Cohen before we go. Now, this is before we move on. Michael Cohen, is he telling the truth? That's the big question, depending on which side of the aisle you're on or what you want to hear. Here's a problem with one thing Michael Cohen said. Cut five.
Mr. Cohen, how long did you work in the White House?
I never worked in the White House.
And that's the point, isn't it, Mr. Cohen?
No, sir.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, sir.
You wanted to work in the White House.
No, sir.
You didn't get brought to the dance.
Sir.
And now?
I was extremely proud to be personal attorney to the President of the United States of America. I did not want to go to the White House.
So I don't care about his career trajectory, but I do care about if he's being honest. And multiple people say that is crazy. He's told everyone he wants to go to the White House. And then this tape emerges from CNN, 2016 November after the election. Cut six.
Is there a chance
that he'll ask me to go to Washington?
Oh, there's absolutely a chance he's going to ask you to go.
Oh, I certainly
hope
so.
Would you go?
100%.
Michael Cohen, I look forward to seeing what your future is. Congratulations.
Hopefully it'll be in Washington.
Well, let me know.
I sure will.
I mean, Andy, I'm not going to prosecute
Brian,
him, but that's a flat-out lie, right?
Of course it's a lie. Brian, I thought that, you know, everybody was reading Cohen's opening statement. I suggested in our coverage at Fox the other day that for equal time purposes, what people should have done was read the first 15 or 20 pages of the Southern District of New York sentencing memo when Cohn was sentenced. This guy is an inveterate liar who was still lying to the prosecutors, the court, and the probation department just a couple of months ago about the bank and tax fraud that he was involved in, and minimizing his role in it and his culpability in it. This is who the guy is. Plus, you know, he's a guy who liked to run around telling everyone he was Trump's Tom Hagen, the consigliere from the Godfather movies. He's more like Trump's Fredo. I mean, he can't keep his story straight because he's not the swiftest guy ever to come down the pike either. But here's the problem, Brian. Do you believe his testimony that he was never in Prague?
You can't have it both ways, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that. But the thing is, this is what I mean. I put a million people on the stand who had real credibility problems, right? What you always tell the jury is, don't take anything they say at face value. You look at them and you see where they could be corroborated. If you could corroborate them, maybe you can believe what they're saying about that thing. Otherwise, you shouldn't believe a word he says.
Hear you. Lastly, about this New York Times story that says the president was told by Don McGahn in memos, as well as General Kelly when he was chief of staff, president told those guys, clear my daughter Ivanka of a security clearance. What's the holdup with Jared? Clear him. He denied clearing him. And it turns out, according to these memos, which I haven't seen, he actually was behind it. Why does that matter? Yeah.
Well, it matters politically, because what it means is that there are investigations and guidelines that are in place for who can get a clearance. They're not binding on the president. The president is in charge of classified information to government. He can give classified information and clearance to see it to whoever he wants to give it to. But politically, if he does that in an irresponsible way, obviously that's a problem. I remember during the Clinton administration complaining long and loud that, you know, Huma Abedin and a number of other people who had connections to Islamist organizations were given security clearances under circumstances where it seemed to me that most people who had such connections wouldn't be given those clearances. And we wanted to find out, you know, did somebody lean on somebody to give those people clearances under circumstances where they wouldn't otherwise have gotten them? Now, that was the Obama administration, so nobody in the media or on Capitol Hill was interested in inquiring into it. But now we have a different different atmosphere.
And the memos leaked, too, which is, by the way, unbelievable. The memos are out, I guess. Andy, it's always great to tax your law degree. I want to make sure every day you're keeping up with everything, because this gets getting really challenging.
It really is.
You have the experience.
The Mueller chapter is coming to an end, but I think the fun is just beginning.
Not good for the country, personally. I don't really care what he did in his organization. Andrew McCarthy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Have a great weekend.
Great. When we come back, I'll take your calls and expand on this story, as well as welcome in Rudy Giuliani in 12 minutes. I believe this will be his first interview since Michael Cohen testified. Don't move.
You won't pull or tear anything listening. Brian does all the heavy lifting. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload, but what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. What shall we do
about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
News Talk. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I guess it took two meetings for him to realize that Kim Jong-un is not on the level. He was a big winner. He, Kim Jong-un, and getting to sit face-to-face with the most powerful person in the world, the President of the United States. And really, it's good that the President did not give him anything for the little that he was proposing.
That was Nancy Pelosi saying that the president basically shouldn't have sat down with two meetings. I'm sure she felt the same way about Cuba with President Obama. No, I highly doubt it. And the Iranian deal? Right. The president took a risk, went out there, but didn't lose anything. What he's got to do is tighten up the sanctions that had already been passed and make Russia and China live up to their obligation. That was her yesterday, and that is the fallout. North Korea has a different story. They said they wanted sanction relief just for their people. And they were going to dismantle the Yongpyeong major complex. So they changed it a little bit. But both sides aren't personally attacking each other. Here's the president on why he cut it off. Cut 15.
Well, whether it's Reagan, whether it's anybody, I mean, you have to be prepared to walk. And this just wouldn't have been good for our country. And frankly, he can look at it the same way. Maybe he can look at it the same way. But we get along really well. He's a different kind of a guy, and I just said, look, this isn't going to be working. So I have a feeling something down the line will happen, and it'll happen. It'll be good.
And I go back to what Sanger said of the New York Times. And what he basically said is the president was very aware of what happened in 1994 when they had an agreement in principle and they basically skirted it. And they tried it again and they skirted it. And I also think it's – I was interacting with somebody who was actually in the room – and said he has never been prouder of the president. It was the high point of his presidency, walking away when he did. So Mike Pompeo, now it's his job to get a substantial agreement done with his counterpart, even though the last time he went in there with his demand, they called him a mobster. And if they don't, there is no Summit 3. And if there's no Summit 3, I would expect the rockets to start going onto the tarmac again and start going off. And that's where we could have been heading. And basically the big loser there, the region, but mostly North Korea and the people there, which is one huge prison camp.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People.
people. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan's behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle. For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad, I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man, I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. It's one of the most polarizing issues in America, capital punishment. Does the government have the right to put people to death for committing the most serious of crimes? Or to put it more simply, is it right to kill the killers? Public opinion on the death penalty has swayed over the decades, and different states have very different laws. Nowhere has that split been more apparent than in Nebraska. In 2015, the state legislature voted to outlaw the death chamber. The governor, Pete Ricketts, vetoed the bill, but the state legislature overrode his veto. But then the question was put before the voters in 2016, and Nebraskans voted to reinstate the death penalty. Eight inmates on death row filed a lawsuit arguing that the temporary ban on executions should apply to them. But the Nebraska Supreme Court said no, dismissing the suit. But they held out the possibility that each death row inmate individually can still challenge their death sentence. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Mr. Cohen, how long did you work in the White House?
I never worked in the White House.
And that's the point, isn't it, Mr. Cohen?
No, sir.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, sir.
You wanted to work in the White House.
No,
you
sir.
You didn't get brought to the dance.
Sir.
And now?
I was extremely proud to be personal attorney to the President of the United States of America. I did not want to go to the White House.
Is that true? Immediately tweeted out Rudy Giuliani. That's not true by multiple sources. In fact, I have a tape here on CNN with him talking to Chris Cuomo saying, I hope to be asked to go to Washington. Joining us now is the President of the United States personal attorney and good friend, Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, welcome back.
Brian, it's always a pleasure. How are you?
I wanted to start where I saw you tweeted. That was a lie, right?
Well, that one is about... as provable perjury I've ever seen. So far, if you just look online, there are about five witnesses. And then, of course, the tape with Cuomo. And I have to tell you, I don't want to be a witness, but he told me the same thing. And he even complained to me that he didn't get a job. I mean, it was well known. I mean, I not only heard it from him, I heard it from other people who, you know, secondarily would say. And then, of course, there was talk that he was very upset when he didn't get one.
So with the whole Stormy Daniels situation and the payments and the checks as Exhibit A for $35,000 in a series of payments, legal experts have said this is very problematic because he was the one receiving the checks and Donald Trump did sign at least one of them.
Well, you know, it really isn't because they don't have any sense of history. Look, we brought all that out 10 months ago. There was nothing new in what he said. We brought out 10 months ago. That he made the payments. It's our view of it that the president didn't know about it at the time. And then the president, when he found out about it, made arrangements for reimbursement. Now, it's not a campaign contribution, Brian, because one of the purposes of it was to shield Melania, his wife, and his family from the bad publicity. And he himself acknowledged that twice when he said the hardest thing was when he had to go lie to Melania. So if you go back to his earlier explanations on tape, of which there are many, he said he made those payments primarily for a personal purpose. So if you go back to some of the other cases that exist, if I make a so-called campaign expense, but one of the reasons for it is personal, and I would have made it anyway had I not been in a campaign, then it's not a campaign contribution. And that's clear. So the Southern District is pursuing a faulty theory with regard to Cohen, but he pled guilty to it, never tested. I really doubt they're going to use a questionable theory to pursue, you know, other people.
Andy McCarthy, not an enemy of the president at all. I think he's playing it pretty fair, but does know the Southern District as you do. I think you brought him in. He says the problem with the Stormy Daniels thing is the stream of payments that it wasn't disclosed.
Well, you wouldn't have disclosed them if they weren't a campaign contribution. Andy, who I love and I think is a great lawyer, I don't think he's done enough research on the interpretations of a campaign finance payment. The Edwards case is the main one, but there are about five others. It's very simple. If let's say I'm going for a debate, and my political advisor says to me, "You got the worst suits in the world.
Right.
You got to buy a suit because you got to look better on that on television." I go buy the suit. Can I use campaign money for it? No, I can't, because I would have bought the suit anyway. I buy suits regularly anyway. So if a woman comes to you and threatens to come out with a terrible story about you that can hurt you, and let's say it's untrue, but it can hurt you in the campaign, and you know your wife and family are going to get very upset with you, they're going to get very angry at you, yep. They're going to be very hurt, and you pay her for both of those reasons, it's not a campaign. Think about this. If I were running for office, I could pay off all my lawsuits with campaign funds. If I have four lawsuits against me, I get the campaign to pay for all of them.
Gotcha.
The campaign. So this is let's call it a bull, you know what, theory. It will never fly. Never. Not worried about it.
So I don't know who wrote her questions, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez won pretty quick on where the net rest of this investigation's going. Let's listen to this exchange, Mr. Mayor.
To your knowledge, did the president ever provide inflated assets to an insurance company?
Yes.
Who else knows that the president did this?
Alan Weisselberg, Ron Lieberman, and Matthew Calamari.
And where would the committee find more information on this? Do you think we need to review his financial statements and his tax returns in order to compare them?
Yes, and you'd find it at the Trump Org.
So he's basically saying the CFO is going to come in there, and these other people who I've never met are also going to come in there to try to explore whether he did these things. Mr. Mayor, your reaction?
My reaction is that's about as true as he wasn't asking for a job. He didn't represent foreign governments. That's another area of really serious perjury. There are about five areas that Congressman Meadows and Congressman Jordan pointed out in their very, very powerful letter to the Attorney General, referring it for criminal investigation. The man is not worthy of belief. And the reality is the Congresswoman is wrong, too. If somebody makes an allegation that I did something wrong on my taxes, Congress can't investigate that, even if it's the president. I mean, the IRS has already gone over those taxes. If it is to be investigated, you know, a prosecutor has to investigate it. Now, they're not a prosecutorial agency. They get taxes in order to make tax legislation, not to prosecute people for alleged tax crimes.
Now, Mr. Mayor, it sounds logical to me that Adam Schiff or Elijah Cummings should not be looking into the Trump Organization's practices. However, it sounds like they're going to subpoena them to the CFO to come up and these other names to come up.
They haven't done it yet, so I'll have to give the president legal advice. But I tell you, as a legal expert, certainly would be my first instinct to resist all those and say, you know, refer it. You want to do that? Do what the congressman did. The two congressmen referred Cohen for criminal prosecution. They didn't have Congress start the criminal prosecution. They have an idea of what Article 1, 2, and 3 of the Constitution say. So if Schiff and Cummings and all these others want something done about his taxes, should be referred to the Justice Department or the IRS. Not Congress. But that's why the president, I know they get angry at him when he says this, but that's why this is a witch hunt, Brian. This is not anything like any investigation I've ever seen. This is like looking at a man and saying, just take any man and say, I'm going to search his whole life.
Yep.
I'm going to try to find something he did wrong. And so far, they've been doing it to the tune of about $50 million, and they haven't found, in a good old New York word, bupkis.
In the Mueller investigation. But the Southern District, the Southern District of New York has people who like the president, concerned. Like Chris Christie said, I'm worried about the Southern District of New York. Andy McCarthy said this all is a sideshow. The real show is the Southern District of New York. Now, does that worry you? Would you represent the president in that respect?
Well, of course, yes. Okay. I would. I know those cases really well. I do not think there's anything there to concern us. I mean, concern us. You know, when they come up with cockamamie theories, we got to deal with it. Like we have to had to do with collusion. We've been dealing with collusion for 2 years. They did a whole counterintelligence investigation, a phony one, no evidence. The big news the other day is even Cohen can't come up with a good lie about collusion. Don't you think if he could have come up with a lie, he could have told he would?
Yep.
The reason he can't do it is there's so much darn corroboration that there was no collusion, that he would really get destroyed if he did that. So he and his lawyer, Lanny Davis, were smart enough to stay away from that. But they sure did a poor job of preparing him. Man, he got ripped apart by Jordan and Meadows. I mean, those guys,
right.
Particularly when they caught him on the foreign governments that he was representing.
Well, it was explained to me by the governor. He said that Republicans should have done a better job. When someone said, oh, he doesn't tell me directly, he has certain ways of talking and a secret code that any lawyer or anybody looking to defend the president would have said, what the heck are you talking about? Are you going to tell me the president has a secret code and we're supposed to go with the secret code complaint?
Chris is being a little bit harsh. I thought they got what I would consider, man, I tried, 50 to 100 cases, and I supervised thousands. I thought they got tremendous stuff out of him when they got him on those foreign. And when they got him to not only say that he didn't look for a job, but then to boast about it and expand on it, and it's going to be hard for him to say I didn't understand the question.
Right.
And then there are about three other areas that I can't reveal, but they had their own purpose in mind. And if they were working for me as assistant U.S. attorney, I'd give them a promotion.
Okay. I want you to hear what he did say about Roger Stone, the president, and a speakerphone.
Days before the Democratic convention, I was in Mr. Trump's office when his secretary announced that Roger Stone was on the phone. Mr. Trump put Mr. Stone on the speakerphone. Mr. Stone told Mr. Trump that he had just gotten off the phone with Julian Assange, and that Mr. Assange told Mr. Stone that within a couple of days, there would be a massive dump of emails that would damage Hillary Clinton's campaign. Mr. Trump responded by stating to the effect, wouldn't that be great?
So Rona Graff transferred the call. She's probably going to get called up there. What is Rudy Giuliani, as the president's attorney, what does that mean to you?
Well, since I don't know what they're going to do, I can't comment on that in detail, except to say two things. One, it sounds fishy to me because I believe Assange, at least a week or two before that call, had already announced that he was going to do it. So this big secret that he's talking about was known to everybody. So it sounds kind of ridiculous that Stone would call him up, who, by the way, that part has been investigated. Stone denies the call. So it would be kind of weird that Stone would call him up and say, President, I got unbelievable news for you. Assange is going to release. Well, he had said that 10 days before publicly. So I think this is another area where Cohen kind of tripped over himself. So there was no big surprise in that.
All right.
I can't say anything more about it, but I don't think it's going to turn out to mean anything.
So do you believe the Mueller investigation is going to be dropping next week?
Only read the tea leaves, Brian. I have no inside information that it is.
I heard they cleaned out their offices. I heard they cleaned out their offices. The grand jury has not been convened. Is that
all the same things that you've heard, I've heard, because they all come from leaks as opposed to their calling us and telling us, you know, we're going to do it in 10 days. We're going to do it tomorrow. We did it yesterday. I mean, as far as I know, they could have submitted the report to the Justice Department already. Remember, the Justice Department has to review it and then have some kind of internal discussion with them. I always expected that we would be notified when the Justice Department was ready to decide what are we going to do about it.
Right.
We'll see. I mean,
I would assume they'd call you. Mr. Mayor, last thing, the story in the New York Times said that the president cleared Jared Kushner and his daughter of security clearance over the objections of Don McCann and General Kelly, who was chief of staff at the time. What kind of what do you think about this story? And if memos exist, what do you do?
I really don't know anything about it. I mean, I'm not involved. I wasn't involved in that. I mean, Jared and Ivanka are good friends of mine. And I thought the whole thing about holding up the security clearance was, to me, really unfair. But beyond being a friend and knowing it from the outside, I don't know the details of it.
Okay. Ms. Mayor, how do you feel right now about your client and his case?
I thought Cohen really fell apart. I don't see how you can put that man on a witness stand. And I think here's the irony of it. Lanny Davis and he brought him in there in part so that he could reduce his sentence. Now he's looking at possibly two or three more criminal charges and spending more time in jail. That's a hell of an outcome.
Right.
I mean, those perjury prosecutions can't be ignored. One is provable by tape, and the other is provable by document.
Gotcha.
And look what they did to Flynn. Flynn gets prosecuted when the FBI doesn't think he's lying. This guy has lied to millions of people. And where's Cummings? Didn't Cummings say he would hang him or something if he lied?
Yeah.
The first one. Well, right now he's going to be the last one. Boy, he went and hid once his witness started lying.
Mr. Mayor, I can't thank you enough for coming on.
All right.
This is what the country's talking about. They want your perspective. Can't thank you enough.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mayor Rudy Giuliani, when we come back, we'll take your calls and maybe a special guest, 1-866-408-7669.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
When is the perfect time to make something happen for your small business? The answer is always right now. Introducing the Right Now sale from Vistaprint, where you can get 50% off any one item to promote your business and save up to $100. Choose a fresh stack of postcards, a standout banner, or whatever you need most. Why not? It's 50% off, but only until March 3rd. Own the now with the Right Now sale and get 50% off any one item at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code Why Not. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Why Not. Restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, Find Your Financial Peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I want to go along with Rudy Giuliani. We have a surprise guest today. And Jesse, we need you a little bit later in the show, but I wanted to have a few minutes with you now. You get ready for your weekend show. You just joined us on Fox and Friends. Plus, you have the five. Will you get new makeup? Or will you wear the same makeup that you used for Fox and Friends?
I'm going to wear this war paint all day long.
Ah, is that what you call it?
The war paint. That's
nice.
Right.
So overall, we have the North Korea situation, we have the Michael Cohen situation, and now we have the security clearance situation. Are you amazed at the velocity of stories that are coming at us regularly?
Just a random Friday in the Trump administration. Infrastructure week, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it is.
No, I'm sure there's some other shoes going to drop at 5 o'clock, and who knows what that's going to be. I don't really think the Kushner situation is a real situation. That'll go away in a couple days, but the summit and the Cohen situation, those will percolate.
Right. I just think this is interesting. We didn't play this clip on Fox and Friends today because he was doing the morning show at the time. But Michael Cohen clearly said that he does not want a job at the administration. Let's go back to 2016. Chris Cuomo, the anchor, cut six.
Is there a chance that he'll ask me to go to Washington?
Oh, there's absolutely a chance he's going to ask you to go.
Oh, I certainly
would
hope
you
so.
Go?
100%.
Michael Cohen, I look forward to seeing what your future is. Congratulations.
Hopefully it'll be in Washington.
Well, let me know.
I sure will.
Yeah. I'd like to point to Exhibit A.
So we just that's a flat-out lie.
Right.
And as Rudy Giuliani pointed out, Elijah Cummings said, I told you I'll nail you to the cross if you lie.
But
well,
Brian,
he lied.
Do you really think they're going to bring him up on additional charges for lying to Congress over something as small as that? Everybody lies to Congress when they get up there. That's what I call a white lie. And I don't think that's going to be enough to get him convicted.
But the thing is, Jesse, it shows motivation towards why you'd come out and be so bitter. And if you'd lie about why you'd come out and be so bitter, it's because my cart told me I couldn't lie anymore. Really? After all this stuff happened, you just came back and lied again.
Well, I like to think of the things that I disagree with are lies, and then the things that I agree with are he's telling the truth. For instance, you know, he says that there's, you know, he never went to Prague, so that blasts a hole in the dossier. He said he was never told to lie. He said he has no evidence of collusion. Those are the things I choose to believe.
I understand. yesterday... Larry Kudlow really outlined for the president, outlined for us what it's going to be. What did he say yesterday at CPAC? You think gives a clue what the president's how the president's going to run?
Well, what did he say? He was going to put socialism on trial and convict it. It's going to be an easy race for the president. I think the Democrats are going so far left, they're not going to be able to tack back to the center. And capitalism versus socialism, America versus Venezuela, hope versus death. I think that's how he's going to put it in very stark terms. The president's very good with that.
Juan Williams will push back on that. A quick thing, I think the problem is going to be with Joe Biden. If Joe Biden gets in, he's already shown a weak backbone. He's already caved. He had to apologize for saying Mike Pence is a decent guy.
Right.
How do you apologize for that?
And if you're going to be this indecisive, whether you want to run or not, you're not going to be a very decisive president when you want to pull the trigger on a mission.
Jesse, what time we watch your show this weekend?
8 p.m. and it repeats at 11 because they can't get enough of me.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition, a chance to college, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a bright